I used to think that I could not be harmed, that they would keep quiet 'cause I'm a star. And now the years have passed for copping fields, as long as grass is on the playing field. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, then they're mature hips. I'm a big pedophile. I believe I can touch her thigh. You can see it on videotape. Don't care, I'm more than twice her age. And if her parents come home, you see me running through that open door. I'm a big pedophile. I'm a big pedophile. I'm a big pedophile.
And the autobiographical tune there from R. Kelly. Interesting tack to take. I'm a big pedophile opening the show today.
It's getting really brazen, man.
I know, that's
first
pretty
passport,
wild.
First Passport, now pedophile song.
Very distressing.
Yikes.
It's Drew and Mike show. What's poppin'? We're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And we got an extra big show today because it's the Thursday show. Trudy Mark, Brandon, Joey, and Jeff Buhner's here, who won the auction through Killer Cares with a generous donation to charity. And we'll get a mic on him in a second because he's got some fouts.
Memories.
Background. Yes, memories, of course. First of all, it's day 33.
Who's that dude?
Jeff, you should have brought your yearbook in. I really want to see that picture.
Yeah, you know, I hear from a lot of his students. I guess he must have taught for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
But it is day 3 of Idiocracy. 33 days, the government's closed. Where is President Camacho to solve this?
I know.
What's his solution?
Oh, Brando.
Yeah.
Brando has electrolyte. Got electrolyte. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, Chris Brown is free, and he is suing the girl who charged him or accused him of rape for defamation, which has led to a lot of jokes about Chris Brown's reputation being defamed. Maybe he can sue himself, too, while he's at it. But, you know, reflecting on it yesterday, I feel like it's only fair to open the show by saying that he's been released because mm-hmm. he was charged or he was arrested. And it seemed a little odd. She went to the police a day after, which you have to wonder about a rape kit and evidence. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And apparently there wasn't enough. They say they're continuing to investigate, but he's left or is leaving the country, so, and he's allowed to.
Yeah, enough to arrest him, not enough to charge him. Did he get his throwing brick back? Throwing brick back?
See ya.
I think that is in his mom's back seat, isn't it?
Right,
because he
yeah.
threw it through his mom's window. We should get him one of those Nerf bricks.
Huh.
Just, I guess it wouldn't have the same effect.
He'd like that. Maybe that would help him because he wouldn't get in as much trouble.
Yeah, I don't...
Other than raping people is...
Something tells me this isn't the last time we're going to hear about
what?
Him.
What? Maybe this is what's going to set him on the straight and narrow.
Could be. I mean, he's a wonderful guy. Just has had a couple little bumps in the road. And
did you just turn up my headphone?
Did I?
Yeah. All of a sudden, it's really loud. Now I can't hear anything.
1, 2, check, check, 1, 2.
Turn my headphones up!
Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. What else? Well, the craziest story out there continues. But first, let me mention Mesa Tacos and Tequila brings you the Facebook feed. Super Bowl party this year. Look no further than Mesa Tacos and Tequila between 3rd and 4th Street in Royal Oak. Let's see. Margarita Mondays with $3 fresh squeezed margaritas. All you can eat taco Tuesdays. Open mic night Wednesdays. I didn't even know we were doing
open mic.
Yeah, open mic.
What, like slam poetry?
No, I hope it's not slam poetry. trivia Thursday, And it's all followed up with live local music over the weekend. And then Super Bowl party as well on the 35-foot TV. Free nacho bar at halftime. Ooh. Free jerseys. Mm. I'm interested in the free. Why don't I know about this?
That sounds like you missed another meeting.
I guess I did. And Super Bowl swag bags at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in Royal Oak. So we have, well, before I get into the crazy story, which is the craziest story, the Covington thing, it's just Savannah Guthrie is just getting pounded, pounded.
This dumb story gets even dumber by the second. I love it.
Just the crap beat out of her for interviewing Nicholas Sandman and throwing him softball questions. Which is, what are you supposed to do to a 16-year-old who finds himself in the middle of this? I didn't really think it was a softball interview myself, but we should watch it. Did you see it?
Were you scared?
Did you see the interview? Did anybody see it?
I did see it.
I saw highlights.
Did you think it was a softball interview?
I don't know. I think she's asked tougher questions of adults.
But how
well, I thought he did a good job taking the advice of the PR company that they hired.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did you know he hired a PR company?
Well,
I would.
Really? He didn't do anything wrong.
This kid is a subject of more hatred and derision. I mean, you got to somehow answer that respectfully without... I mean, he smirked, and he's the most hated man on the planet. So, I mean, I'm sure the school has a PR company. I don't know about him. I don't know much about him. I apparently haven't dived deep enough like everyone else.
Again, I don't really like feasting at the trough of this obscene obsession we have with outrage.
No,
this whole thing is the exact prescription for people, you know, one person on one side, one person on the other side.
And the right is angry because she asked him if he wanted to apologize.
Well, it goes into extra innings now because of this. So we get more.
What shitty person does that?
I don't know.
I will say this. I don't think anybody's been very tough on Nathan Phillips. Not that I really want people to beat up Nathan Phillips, but the Washington Post today issued a retraction that he did not go to Vietnam. Mm.
Turns out he also led 60 protesters up the steps of the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception and tried to disrupt a mass. A day after
the drum.
Eastern shaken and overwhelmed by the confrontation with the Catholic students.
Now we know who has the drum at all of the protests.
But wait,
the country.
It turns out the Covington students cracked a rape joke while they were on the steps.
I know, which is stupid. But, I mean,
it's not rape if you enjoy it.
I don't know if I'd want to get behind anybody in this story.
No, and why would you?
I just want to sit on the side and watch it all melt down. It's great.
They're fucking kids, though. Why is the subject of the story not the Hebrew Israelites who pounded the shit out of these people, and they're adults?
It's coming out now.
I know, but 3 days later, where you been?
Well, they got to get rid of all the noise of the Covington versus Nathan Phillips.
But if you're covering this as a journalist, it's your job to sift through. You're not supposed to just follow social media and say, oh, look at this horrible smirk. All I see on TV is the picture of the guy going, boom, 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 and this guy making a stupid face. Mm-hmm. That's all we see.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the other stuff?
I mean,
where are the real pricks in this? And where's all the deep diving on them?
Well, they don't make as good a picture.
That's not a journalist's job to decide good picture is. They can show any picture they want. But anyway, we'll go through the Today Show interview, which is just inflaming people. And I don't know why it would make anyone that mad, because I thought he was somewhat contrite and he seemed like a decent kid. You could ply him with all the PR in the world, but he's still got to sit there. He's 16. He looks 14 to me.
Did Savannah say, you're supposed to be seen and not heard?
That is what
you're a kid.
I came away with that. Children should be seen and not heard.
You know, also,
whoever
I would
said that was right.
I would think people would be shitting on
parents.
My mom.
And mine.
I would think people would be shitting on the chaperones of the kids.
I was the first to shit on the chaperones.
You did. And absolutely. They should have. And the school chants didn't help any either. And we're corny.
Yeah.
The school chants.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's when people thought they were yelling something bad. And they, you know, they were just dumb.
Doesn't this really go back to that age-old problem when we've mentioned this before where nobody can just walk away or let something go?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Nobody
Everybody
can
has
just
to be
identify
right.
it as being petty and stupid and who cares and just going, all
right,
too.
Everybody has to be right.
All
Everybody
of
has
Everybody.
To demoralize the other side. And so you just have that constant
and there's
dog
too many,
chasing its tail.
There's too many marches in D.C. on Martin Luther King.
Yeah, oh, my God. Weekend. That's one thing we learned for sure. Because I didn't even know they were there
overbooking
for
overbooking it.
I didn't even know they were there for a pro-life march. And the whole Catholic school thing is coming under attack, too, because they somebody wouldn't let a gay valedictorian. Now that was incorrectly identified as that school, too, in a story I read this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just knew that he was in that district. And the best part about it was that his name was Christian Bales.
Wasn't it your
cool name?
Serious
well,
issue, shall
I? Named after Christian Bale, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, Christian Bale was a working actor by the time that kid was born.
So his parents are going, Bales.
I have another serious issue, shelf up besides Christian Bale's. Why does Nicholas Sandman have two N's in his name? Doesn't that seem dumb?
Sandman.
I didn't realize that he did. That's
yeah.
Pal Sam.
What's that all about?
Man, everybody in this story is a dumb name.
So here's some of the reactions. Before we play this interview, I just want people to hear what some people said.
Okay.
People were mad because she asked if he wanted to apologize.
What's wrong with that question, though? Either he does or he doesn't.
I would think he would apologize. I would think he would come out with an apology if he wanted to apologize.
And honestly, I'm kind of interested in that answer because what's the apology for?
See, well, look at for standing in his way, which he wasn't in his way. The guy marched up to him and was drumming in his face.
And if he feels that way, he shouldn't apologize.
For having a resting smirk face.
It is a terrible smirk.
Well, we'll see what the question was. This is a comment. Let's see. Her voice drips with white on white empathy. His with white smugness.
Oh.
And then how about a heart to heart with fentanyl traffickers, Savannah? Will you be digging up Hitler's corpse for some fun dialogue?
Nice comparing him to Hitler.
What? And then this Vulture guy gets fired. Vulture journalist fired for Covington tweet. I've lost the ability to articulate this hysterical rage, nausea, and heartache this makes me feel. I just want these people to die. Simple as that. Every single one of them and their parents.
Yikes. Honestly, that guy should be fired. Even if the first narrative of that came out, I know you don't like that word, but even if the first narrative that came out with a story was what it was, you know, why would you want them all to die?
What? I don't even understand why that.
Are you okay?
Well, I'll just finish. Look at the shit-eating grins on all those young white slugs' faces. Perverse pleasure wielding a false dominion they've been taught their whole life was their divine right. Fucking die!
Wow. It's really a mob rules situation, though, that the chaperone should have said, look, these kids might be in danger from whomever. Let's put them back on the bus and get out of here. And
yeah.
They didn't.
I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all going to die.
I can honestly say.
I want Savannah to talk to them.
If my high school class were that class and those people came up and started yelling that shit at them,
right.
There are guys in my class who would have absolutely been delighted to fight. I mean, delighted to fight because there were. Well, no, I'm saying
you're
I would have. Believe me, I would have watched, but I wouldn't have fought.
No, I meant you're.
No, they were just the kind of guys that picked fights. They liked they liked fighting. I mean, you put, I don't know how many. If you put, my class had 900,000 people in it. 400, 500 guys. I mean, it was a big class.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel. Well.
There were just a lot of guys that liked to scrap. And if anybody wanted a piece of them, they'd be delighted to do it. So, anyway. Well,
I want to know who the kid is who tore his shirt off, though.
Yeah.
That's the person who's missing in this story. Is he the chant leader, too? Man,
he
had a lot of
gigs. He was leading the chants. He was.
And then he just tears his shirt off.
That chant was culturally appropriated from New Zealand, too.
What?
I didn't even know what the chant was.
Haven't you ever seen the I'm
is
not.
Is it hey, hey, ho, ho, this
penis party's
got
to go? No, but they do like
go?
That.
Should have been.
Because that's my
That'd
favorite.
Be a better chant.
Or it might be an Aboriginal thing where they do that. I forget what it's called.
So there's cultural appropriation as well.
I want someone. I'm going to add it on because I want more stupid things to be added on to the story.
Boy. Okay, listeners keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram because they go above and beyond their needs. Whenever listeners need something, Jeff Schneider, the GM, and Thad Zot, the owner, go the extra mile. They don't just hand listeners off to any willy-nilly commission-waving salesperson. Just call either location, ask for Jeff Sell. He'll work with you directly. And during Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's 2019 Auto Show event, you can lease the truck of the year, a 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab for just $169 a month, and Zot will double your Auto Show bonus cash. Mm. Don't ask me what the original amount is. I don't know what they're doubling. But just saying, because Zot doubles your Auto Show bonus cash, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. There's also awesome Auto Show deals on Wrangler at Zot with employee pricing for everyone on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Show, just show up and get an employee price on a brand new Wrangler only at dealsinthed.com. And Luke Nowacki wants you to know retirement is fast approaching for many, but deciding when to retire can be a daunting task. Maybe you've got a 401k or you got some, but you haven't looked at your investments in a long time. Well, if you look at the end of this last December, you might suddenly become interested because December was a bit rough.
Oh, boy.
And maybe you want to take another look.
My 401k is up 41%. My wife thinks I'm a genius.
It's gained some ground in January.
It has?
Yes, it has.
I'm pretty nauseated by it all. It's pretty sickening.
You checked your statement?
Yeah, don't look at it.
Oh, don't look at it. Let Luke look at it.
Jump off my brand new roof.
In fact, Luke told me I'd made some money in January, and I said, you mean, wait, is that with the December losses too? No, just in 2019. Just thought that might make you feel better. So, okay. Anyway, call Luke. Maybe he can make you feel better. 248-663-4748 for a complimentary consultation to discuss your retirement plans regardless of where you are in the process. Securities Investment Advisor Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Incorporated. So, you know, before we look at the, are we on the Today Show now?
No, we can be.
I was just going to say, should we hit that 9/11 call?
Sure, we can do that.
This is the officer that was shot by this Joshua Rosebud in the face.
Rosebush. Just think of his pubes, because he's got red hair.
Why do I want to keep calling him Rosebud?
Because you don't want to think about his pubes.
Maybe not.
Tonight.
Where's
a
APW?
Terrifying incident happened this morning during a traffic stop near Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw.
Tittabawassee? What?
Deputies spotted
him. He's going to get real heavy
Joshua
here.
Joshua Rosebush, 11 hours later, in a stolen van. Newly released video shows Rosebush being taken into custody just past Lansing Road in Shiawassee County. At some point, Rosebush fired shots at a deputy during his arrest. That deputy returned fire. Meantime, the victim, the officer shot, Jeff Koenig, remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. The 16-year veteran officer was able to call 911 moments after he was shot.
Boy.
In the face.
I've been shot. It's a white dog pickup. White male. Mid-30s.
Oh, my God.
Officer Koenig is receiving care at U of M Hospital in Ann Arbor tonight.
Well, tonight, a 17-month...
Wow. Holy crap.
I know. I just, honestly, I stopped in my tracks. I had Channel 7 on this morning from 11 o'clock, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's amazing he knew the details. If I got shot in the face, I'm forgetting everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
out. That's a day's work.
Crying.
Done.
Yeah.
But getting shot in the face and then being... Yeah. In what did they say?
Well, it saved his. I mean,
his condition was
critical.
Critical
but stable.
Oh,
was it critical but stable? Because later on, I thought I heard them say he's in fair condition or something like that.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, all right.
That was last night, so they may have updated it.
Wow.
My God, how can you be? But
yeah,
the serious issue, Shayla thought, is the titty. Tittabawassee. Everybody out there calls it the titty.
Do they really?
My uncle used to live off of Tittabawassee.
Yeah. I had a buddy who was there like right before this happened.
Wait, so what does it come from? Tittabawassee.
Tittabawassee River, right?
Oh.
Yeah, the Tittabawassee River.
Here's Tittabawassee River.
What a dumb name. It's almost as dumb as Rosebush. Almost.
Know, this guy, you should see the record this guy has. It's like, how is he walking around shooting at cops? Holy shit.
That officer got fired back. Did he? He didn't hit him?
No, he did not hit him, but they hit him when he was... Yeah. In a chase about 11 hours later, wherever they caught him, and he was shooting at those cops. So anyway, he's finished.
You'll
never see the light of day.
And he does. This police officer does have a GoFundMe, and I'm pretty sure it's skyrocketing right now.
Oh, good. Yeah. Wow. Can we get the GoFundMe for this guy?
Yep.
Jeff Koenig is his name, the first responder. Wow. One of the many brave, brave cops who, you know, pulling people over at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man. You just got to be on ice water in your veins.
It was a stolen truck. I think that's why I pulled him over. So, you know, there's...
You still, I don't know if you'd expect pulling over a stolen car, you expect to be shot at.
No.
Without warning.
No. But, you know, they face a lot of situations like
that.
It's
a crazy job.
Yeah. It's... I just hope this turns out better. What's the GoFundMe?
I'm looking for it. Okay. A whole bunch of different ones always pop up when you search.
You know the GoFundMe for the Fire Island woman?
Yeah.
Did you see all the press coverage that they've achieved what?
Thanks, Susan Pike.
Oh, the pain in your face. It's great.
Stings.
Why is there... There's no Facebook Live to record that moment.
Wait, you were here when we talked to her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But then I kept seeing successive messages about how well it's done and how
it might have been a cheap shot, because what is the GoFundMe at now?
It was like, what was it the other day? It was I think it's 170-something.
Yeah.
That they say that it got all the way up to and that she's basically, you know.
Yeah, she's tripled her money.
Well, she's been able to pay them and get back her $50K that she put in to the kitty.
What's
So can they pay the workers too?
Yes, they were paying them.
Okay.
Because she paid that out of her pocket. Remember, she said her life savings of $50,000. And
wait, the people that were building
who were
the
working
site?
For her. She was providing food for the workers.
Yeah.
All those workers.
What about the people that were building the fire festival site? I mean, those were all people from that island.
I think they
got stiff too.
They were the ones that mobbed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was paying, she was feeding them, and her workers who were also working to feed them got paid. But the people who are actually building it, no, they're still stiff. You're right.
And right now that GoFundMe is up to $179,000.
Oh, okay.
What's the GoFundMe for the wall at? The one that the guy's trying, isn't he trying to raise $1 billion?
I heard it was 20 million or something.
I thought that one was stopped.
It was?
And
why?
It resorted to, hey, you can send a brick.
I think.
They asked Chris Brown for one.
There was a reason for that.
It's up to 20 million.
The reason was stopped. I think.
20 million.
It became known that money, if it didn't reach its goal, it would go to a campaign fund or something. And so people were like, what?
Oh, wow.
I know. Anyway.
Bullshit. Everything's bullshit.
I know. You're right. Everything is bullshit. Okay.
And regarding Officer Koenig, I believe I can't find a GoFundMe, but it's here on Facebook, and it's that right now there's $132,000 raised for him in just 2 days, which is great. So I know it's called Expenses for Officer Koenig and His Family, and it's directing me to a Facebook page, but I'm sure there is a GoFundMe out there.
I am completely stunned at when these officers are injured, what is not covered. You know, the guy that was killed, I think it was a couple of years ago, and they had to pass a special law, I think, to pay for the funeral.
Yeah.
Wow, that whole thing was so... What? Are you fucking kidding me?
Right, because the city was outrageously not going to take care of the services and the burial of that officer.
Yeah, it's...
Killed in the line of duty.
I would think that stuff would just all be built in, but it wasn't that simple. And I know Charlie knows a lot more about it than I do, so... Right. So let me do this, and then we'll look at this Today Show interview that's just upset so many people. People just don't know what to do. They're so angry. But first, the many of you who have gone to see Dr. Yaldo have been giving us feedback, generally that you feel freedom without the nuisance of glasses, reading glasses and contacts, no more poking your eyes a couple times a day with contacts. Of course, I didn't do that twice a day because I would leave mine in for days. It's more like twice,
I don't know how you did that.
Twice every couple weeks for me.
God.
But I was told that it could cause damage. Never did, though. I'm just saying.
Well, weren't those... Weren't there contacts for a while that you could leave in for days?
Yes, there were. I always chose those, and there was a risk with those, but I chose to take the risk, and nothing ever happened. Just saying.
Cool.
People also tell us about the confidence and safety of Dr. Yaldo's office, both about him, his technicians, and that seeing 20/20 or better is only part of it. It's freedom to see great 24/7, not just when you put the contacts in or put the glasses on your nose. Custom LASIK for people under 50, and the amazing multifocal implants for those over 50. The evaluation is free, and then the DuraMic discount follows, so call them at 1-800-398-EYES, or if you have a fresh health savings account or a tax return coming, use it to change your life. 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And then the hottest sales staff in Oakland County and Steve Gabara want to give a big shout-out, and thank you, Trudy, for picking up the slack, doing our reads. It's crazy.
It's been days.
Well, you know, but Zipfizz break could be just around the corner.
That's how important it was.
The North American International Auto Show is here, and that means it's time to celebrate with Zach Ford's Auto Show Extravaganza, which means insane rebates and massive auto show bonus cash. You can lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $82 a month with zero cash due, or lease a 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape as low as $131 a month. If you remember the number one selling truck in America, or if it is more your jam, the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 is as low as $112 a month. And that was down.
Jam!
Crazy. Down from $133. Only from DealsInAD.com and Zot Ford in Holly. Trudy, can you check the Dr. Roche data?
I can.
The latest data?
Yes. I do remember, though, that they were trying to remind people that if you have a haggy old lady pair of hands.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What?
Those gross hands. They were.
I thought about this the other day. Haggy.
From my cold, dead hands.
They were haggy.
That you can very easily have them BBL'd, and it will make them look brand new again.
I'm looking at the haggy picture right now. It's pretty gross. But the after picture.
Is that the little finger, isn't it?
Those look like. That looks like a nice young hand. I mean,
yeah. Oh,
I'm
well,
picturing it doing all kinds of hot things.
like what?
The before and the after hand. The after hand should be like looking more excited, I think, in the picture. But because it is going to look good, you know, like sporting a big ring or whatever it wants to do.
Smooth out wrinkles with Botox. Yeah. Eliminate skin folds with Juvederm. Get rid of frown lines with Restylane. Say goodbye to forehead wrinkles with Dysport. Oof. Schedule your consult today for dermal fillers and Botox at Dr. Roche. Also, Body Tight. Mm. People that Maureen McCormick neck, which the industry calls it that now.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
The McCormick.
I think it's trademarked.
McCorm neck.
Yes. boobs, always boobs with Dr. Roche. 248-338-1110 for a consult. And you can go to the website at www.droche. Also, they're mentioning identical hormone replacement therapy.
Right. And that, again, like you were saying, it helps grow everything. That when your hormones sort of lapse and you're down, like it's like being down a quart of oil, this sort of supplements everything, and then you get to be nice.
An interesting way of putting it, down a quart of oil.
I was just at the auto show.
Engine. Oh, you went to the auto show?
Yeah, I was doing OMC. Oh, you were, I did cut-ins with JJ.
Oh. Wow.
Sounds like a shout-out.
No, I actually tweeted some stuff, some pictures and things, and I got a lot of feedback from, of course, the awesome people at the Drew
and Mike look at them.
Podcast.
What did you enjoy at the auto show? Because we should be talking about the auto show a little
bit. It's smaller than it was in previous years.
Well,
but,
yeah, a lot of cars dropped out, didn't they?
But they have, yeah, because there's a lot of space. But they do have a lot of interactive things to do and a lot of virtual stuff. Like there's, you know, you can hit a ball out of the park or throw, you know, catch a football and they'll take a picture. And there are these guys who were wakeboarding or what is it when, what is the thing you stand on?
I'm not sure what this has to do with a car.
I think what I'm trying to say is that there's more to do if you've got somebody that you're like taking who you know like a troublesome teenager who's like I don't want to go. Yeah. There's shit to do.
I'm not busy. I'm not doing something fun right now. What's wrong? It sucks.
Yes, exactly.
I get
That's
it.
A great tweet, shiny and sparkly. People are really noticing your fingerless gloves.
I know.
You have
a
whole line of fingerless gloves.
I do. I wear them.
The vest of the hand. Why do you wear them? Why do you? I don't understand vest. I don't understand fingerless gloves.
The vest.
It is. Don't you want your fingers to be warm?
Well,
I've never once gone, oh, my hand's so cold. Let me warm up my palm. It's always the fingers.
Yeah, my fingers are always warm, but my palm is just freezing.
No one says that.
People thought you were going to take somebody out. That you had a brawl scheduled for the half of the show.
No, I know, I know. They're like,
so what's the deal with the fingerless gloves? Is it the look? If it's a look, I fully respect it.
Well, it's not necessarily a look. I mean, it started out, I just have cold fingers.
You like,
but they wear full gloves.
But the fingers are cut off.
That's why you have cold fingers.
But you have to have your...
Oh, so you're warming up the palm so you get more blood to the fingers?
Yes.
Wow.
There's something to that where you get, you know, a little bit of warmth in your hand and it... But you have to have your fingers free because we can't put phones down or, you know, take a break from that at all.
You could take the glove off.
They look kind of badass.
No. You can't get those.
Are they
gloves?
Supposed to look badass?
A little bit.
I think people
were
impressed.
Like, yeah.
There were some people who thought you broke your hand. Maybe it was a.
I know.
Then why not just get?
I have a pair of white ones, and everybody always thinks that's a cast.
How about thumbless gloves? Don't you really just use your thumbs anyway?
Well, I'm not just using my thumb. I mean,
you use your pinky. Forefinger and thumbless gloves.
I have to.
You know, they have gloves that have the little things on the.
Yeah, but they don't work so well, especially if you have smaller hands.
Well, there's a lot of tweets from the auto show, Trudy.
I transitioned.
OMC got their money's worth.
That was a lot of our listeners who were involved with all those.
Did you get a bigger response from Drew and Mike, podcast listeners or OMC?
I think podcast listeners.
Hey, well, that's a good picture, too.
Oh, thanks.
yeah, that's a lot of Twitter action.
There's some Twitter action going on. But there had some, the new Celica was there. That is just stunning. That car is beautiful. And there's one where I'm standing in front of the Nissan. I'm not sure what it is.
Shiny and sparkly?
No, it's...
No. The sweet-ass ride
I
in my rear
get
view.
In that thing and just drive it right away. Do you mind?
It is a sharp look. If I were blocking most of it. Yeah, you're right. And then there's the
I like that one. That's GMC Sierra.
GMC
with
Sierra
the treads.
Has tank treads on it. That
what?
Was incredible.
That's really,
I was so off the hook.
Think of all the people you can run over.
How was the crowd? By the way,
well, it was from 10 to 3, so it was light.
Uh huh.
I have to go back on Friday, which I think is going to be a lot busier.
Do they still have a massive radio row?
Not really.
Because it used to be. No. They used to put the heat on everybody to go out there. And you would have like 10 stations in a row. Although on Saturday, I bet you there will be.
You know what station made the most sense being there? WWJ.
I know. They were always broadcasting live.
Why?
Boring!
They get to be inside.
Dreamweaver!
They get to be inside.
But, you mean in a booth?
Inside of the actual show, we have to be in the concourse.
What?
I know.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why wouldn't they want... Wait, did they pay?
News might break.
Are they the official auto show station?
Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
Wait, why would you have a radio station there and not want them inside?
I don't know. I mean, I think
I'm outraged.
Really, that's ridiculous because now they kind of have more room, too. So you have people bustling around and you could interact with them and get more.
AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Is the auto show the sponsor? Or were you guys just going down there to be down there?
No, I think we have, I mean, everybody kind of runs the spot, so I think we have some client relationship with them. Mm.
Yeah, I see.
Probably, quite a bit.
Soon AM radio will reign king once more.
WWJ had they had a sweet setup. And they have these leather chairs, and I'm like, let's go down and steal WWJ's chairs, you know. That's our old mentality that we would do stuff like that and get away
with it. Back when radio stations beat up on each other.
Yeah.
Not anymore. And the ticket was there, and then us, too.
I see. Was the ticket ticket inside or outside? They were probably inside. They were outside?
Yeah. Well, then we have to share the spots. They have to tear it down and
reflag
CBS.
It. CBS.
Yeah. Yes, okay. All intercom.
Intercom.
Right.
Just want to see what's going on in the business of radio.
Hey, get out of here.
I know.
Radio was working.
People don't listen to AM like they used to.
What
seems
I was
like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is.
When I was on radio, there was Radio Royalty on our show.
I remember.
Hey, you got in trouble.
We did. We had a lot of trouble.
Houston Clark?
A model thought we were taunting her, and we weren't.
Yeah, because of the
she didn't get it. She didn't get the show. It's her fault.
Yeah, Mike yelled bitch, and she thought she just assumed it was for
her.
I think is her problem.
She fulfilled what he said.
Yeah, she did.
Did she see the bumper sticker and think that was about her, too?
Probably. It's always about that girl.
Yeah.
It ain't all about you, sweetheart.
I think she was a little sensitive about her emotional state.
I guess.
Shall I say?
Yeah.
Okay. So should we look at this event? Since everyone is so either angry at Savannah Guthrie or angry at a 16-year-old, should we look at the Today Show interview?
Yes.
Is it worth looking at? It's not very long, I don't think.
I refuse to be on either side, though. So just want to make sure everybody knows.
I refuse either. I think I'm more
out.
Angry There's about no the way it was covered. I thought the coverage was really bad.
I'm on the side that journalism
failed. There's no side. Nothing happened. What is the side?
Nathan Phillips is upset. That's the side.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he seems to be a little dramatic.
Can you get a cool Native American name? I mean, they're cool names. And he has Nathan Phillips. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't think that's his real name either.
It's not?
Do we know
because they found his Vietnam records. He was actually enlisted under a different name.
What?
But he's like an AKA Nathan Phillips. Like
it might be his adopted name.
Well, okay. Does he have a cool
it's
indigenous
like Nathan
person
Sudfield
name?
Or something?
Wasn't... That's not cool. What, didn't they blow that up? That he wasn't in Vietnam?
He was. Yeah,
he didn't
did not
go
serve.
To Vietnam.
No, he was a private. He was a private for 4 years. And
ran on.
He did refrigeration. Light electrician.
Well,
light electrician.
Light
electrician. Serve.
That's what they called it.
Well, he didn't go to Vietnam, though. The Washington Post issues, as I mentioned earlier.
And they said he went AWOL a couple times.
What?
He's a free spirit, and he has to do that drum.
Look at the deep dives on the, this is so funny. I mean, nothing can just happen in a vacuum.
No, God, no.
But
Everyone must be shamed.
Let's just watch the fucking interview.
For the first time, the 16-year-old is saying what he saw. Do you feel from this experience that you owe anybody...
First of all.
...an apology?
Oh, my God!
How old is this kid?
In any way?
As far as standing there, I had every right to do so.
Are they on lewds?
My position is that I was not disrespectful to Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I respect him. I'd like to talk to him.
Fake!
I mean, in hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing.
Yeah, you should have.
But I can't say that I'm sorry for listening to him and standing there.
Can you pause for a second?
This morning, 16-year-old.
This
is a chance forever to get through.
I was not thinking that we'd stop after the first question.
I know, we're going to stop after a question.
But I just want to say this. If an indigenous person comes up to me banging with a drum when I'm 16, I would never know what the fuck to do.
You would leave because it's weird.
No, I would just be like, this is so awkward. And I guarantee you, I would not do the right thing or what people think is the right thing because I would be just like, what the fuck?
Drew, you would leave.
And, you know, I kind of understand what he said because he said he didn't want to, like, move forward or get or accidentally jostle anyone. That would have looked like he was
I just don't want to suggest that I was any better than him when I was his age. I think he's really – I don't think he's like, fuck you, I'm standing my ground. I don't think that's what's going through his head. Look at how young – he looks like a – doesn't he just look like a kid?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Do you think there's part of him that thinks that's funny?
Yes.
I'm not sure it's possible.
I don't think he understands the implication.
Funny. I got to tell you, I would not, you know, when they talk about this, the cultural insensitivity, it's like, I didn't know thing about cultural sensitivity when I was 16. Well, it didn't mean anything. There was no meaning at all.
Yeah, but it's also 2018. I'm not saying he did. I bet you that kid doesn't think about stuff like that. But I think he thinks it's funny to stand face to face with this guy.
But he walked up to him.
Yeah, no.
So why is Nathan Phillips
me,
not? Why
is
he?
Drum, do,
I understand why Nathan Phillips walked up to him. Why did he pick him out? What did he do? Okay, let's just watch.
Maybe he liked his smirk.
Jesus Christ!
Gee, I can't wait till I go to hike.
Nick Sandman standing by his actions in this moment gone viral. The junior at Kentucky's Covington Catholic High School, now
his
the face of this Lincoln Memorial confrontation with Native American elder Nathan Phillips. And what's it been like to be at the center of the storm?
Well, it's weird to see your face on television. I've been reading a lot, and, you know, I've also been getting a lot of messages from people, both support and a lot of hateful things.
Sandman and dozens of his classmates had just finished attending an anti-abortion March for Life rally when they converged with five Hebrew Israelites, a radical movement that is growing more militant, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Why don't you talk to them?
Shouting a bunch of, you know, homophobic, racist, derogatory comments at us.
Yeah.
What kinds of things did you hear them say?
I heard them call us incest kids, bigots, racist. They called us.
A bunch of incest.
You rolled off his tongue.
A bunch of child molesters.
Maggots.
Oh. Did you feel threatened at all?
I definitely felt threatened.
There were more of you than them, but you felt like they were stronger?
They were a group of adults, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen next.
It's unclear from the videos who actually started the confrontation. Each side believes it was the first to be taunted. Sandman says his chaperone gave students permission to shout school chants, an attempt, he says, to drown out the Hebrew Israelites.
Why would you want to be shirtless if you were him?
Do you think it was a good idea to start chanting back at the protesters?
In hindsight, I wish we had just found another spot to wait for our buses, but at the time, being positive seemed better than letting them slander us with all of these things.
Is that NBC playing Enter Sandman?
Yeah, it's great production value.
Did anyone shout
he asked for it.
Back or
he demanded it.
You requested it? That's
racial
cool.
Slurs back well,
we always
at the
try
group?
To.
We're a Catholic school, and it's not tolerated. We're they don't tolerate racism, and none of my classmates are racist people.
Did anyone say build the wall?
I never heard anyone say build the wall, and I don't think I've seen it.
You didn't hear everything in the crowd.
After a review of the videos, NBC News could not hear anyone shouting that hot button phrase. But Nathan Phillips claims he heard the teen shout, build the wall.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Hey!
Phillips was with a group of Native Americans coming from an Indigenous Peoples March when he can be seen walking between the students and the protesters.
Wait, pause for a second. Is that the black Israelite who is filming him? Because they, by the way, they were yelling at him. Why is he so pissed at this kid when they were yelling, do you remember what they yelled at Nathan Phillips? It was like $5 Indian and couple of things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were taunting him too.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I honestly didn't know what it meant.
I wish they'd explain
but there were a couple
themselves.
Other things that were not.
I know we're learning. So, you know what needs to come back is Y Forum.
Yeah, why, it was good.
Hey, wouldn't that just cure a lot of these things? Because instead of just throwing accusations out, you could actually ask the question.
I don't think anything will cure this, but.
What? It's over after this interview, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And things just escalated from there.
Phillips says he was trying to defuse the tense situation. Sandman says he was confused
nice
about
job defusing it, Phillips.
And why he was there.
At first, we were unsure of whether he was trying to join in and drum to the our chants or what he was doing.
Did you feel like he was trying to
jam
in somewhere else to go toward the Lincoln Memorial?
I'm not sure where he wanted to go, and
nobody
if he
drums to
wanted
your corny
to walk
chants.
Past me, I would have let him go.
In that moment, like that, though, he's point. Looking at you, you're looking at him. What's going through your mind?
I wanted the situation to die down, and
I want to build a wall.
I just wish he would have walked
would
away,
be great
but I
that.
Knew as long as I kept my composure and didn't do anything that he might perceive as aggressive or elevation of the conflict, that
talking
it would
about?
Hopefully die.
Why didn't you walk away?
Well, now I wish I would have walked away.
That was
I didn't
a good question.
Want to be disrespectful to Mr. Phillips and walk away if he was trying to talk to me. But I was surrounded by a lot of people I didn't know that had their phones out, had cameras, and I didn't want to bump into anyone or seem like I was trying to do something.
The center of the firestorm,
wait,
what critics characterize.
I'm not sure. They're standing there. And he walks up to him. What is he supposed to do?
He doesn't want to move because he was afraid of bumping a camera.
Well, that sounds ridiculous. But I'm just saying, I don't understand. What is this whole thing about him being in his way?
Well, no.
He walked up to him. He's been standing
sure.
there.
Sure. Like he said, he has all the right to stand there. It's just dumb that he did.
Maybe. Well, I understand. Why is it okay to just march up to him? Boom, 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 boom.
He was jamming.
He has every right to be there, too. It's stupid. This is my whole point. Nobody can ever let anything go. They just have to have a standoff, which is pointless and stupid.
If you look at it a different way, it looks like they're jamming to his drum. So maybe there is.
Well, they were later. They were dancing to it.
Yeah.
The black kid gets in.
So maybe everybody was really having a good time.
Well, that's what they thought.
Is this over soon, I hope? Let's just wrap this in.
The kid looks like he had a Xanax before.
As a smirk on Sandman's face, some saying it was an attempt to stare down
Phillips. Stormy Daniel pupils.
What do you think that looks like?
I see it as a smile saying that this is the best you're going to get out of me. You won't get any further reaction of aggression.
Ooh.
And I'm willing to stand here as long as you want to hit this drum in my face.
What some people see is a young kid with a smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say for people who see that and are making a judgment about who you are?
Well, people have judged me based off one expression, which I wasn't smirking, but people have assumed that's what I have, and they've gone from there to titling me and labeling me as a racist person, someone that's disrespectful to adults, which they've had to assume so many things to get there without consulting anyone that can give them the opposite story.
We looked at that video and thought about how it felt from the other's perspective. In other words, there were a lot of you, a handful of the others. Do you think they might have felt threatened by a bunch of young men kind of beating their chests?
I mean, I certainly hope they didn't feel threatened by us. I would just say that the fact remains that they initiated their comments with us, and I mean, they provoked us into a peaceful response of school spirit.
Sandman says he didn't see other students performing what appears to be a tomahawk chop. There's something aggressive about standing there, standing your ground.
What?
You both stood your ground, and it was like a stare down. What do you think of that now when you think about that moment?
Oh, I would say Mr. Phillips had his right to come up to me. I had my right to stay there.
Our school,
I just don't understand this at all, I guess.
By the African Americans who had called us all sorts of things.
As for those red Make America Great Again hats that some students were wearing, Sandman says he bought his that day from a street vendor in Washington.
Oh, was he licensed?
You think if you weren't wearing that hat, this might not have happened, or it might have been different?
That's possible, but I would have to assume what Mr. Phillips was thinking, and I'd rather let him speak for why he came up to us.
The conflict has caught the president's attention. He tweeted that Sandman...
Yes.
He needs braces.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He's going to continue his public speaking.
Maybe that's
he's pretty well spoken.
Maybe that's how they can...
He actually did keep
for
his
for a kid that was coached by a PR department.
Y'all got some...
Well, if you're coached by a PR department, you still have to get out there and say it. You still got to answer the questions. Yeah. I mean, I've seen some pretty dumb shit people who've been coached by PR departments.
Maybe they could bond over teeth.
Savannah have?
No.
Not Savannah.
It's Nathan. He's being mean to Nathan.
Oh, I'm not being mean to him. I'm
racist.
Being mean to him, too.
Yes.
He's got chompers.
Is there anything more?
$5 Indian.
Billy Gilman-esque chompers.
$5 Indians back in the day, 125 years ago. You got $5 a piece if you got falsified documents saying that you were an Indian, so you were entitled to food, land, stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's what $5
there were. There were other things, too. I don't even remember what they were.
There weren't things that was the stupidest nickname I've ever heard.
Yeah, no.
There weren't things that I would yell at an indigenous person. I didn't really get them.
There was a historian in the crowd.
Lord.
So deep.
But I see a lot of people, you know, looking for other routes. Well, okay, maybe they didn't start it, but, you know, these asshole kids are still at a, you know, right to life rally, and that's misogynist. Or you guys destroyed David Hogg, so we're going to destroy this guy.
David Hogg speaks on trade, guns. Okay, when you start talking about guns, you're going to get response. Mm-hmm. End of story. And by the way,
Very, very special people.
Laura Ingraham, who bullied David Hogg, was boycotted. Look at all the people that bullied this kid. Look at all the people deleting tweets. Jake Tapper, other people from CNN.
Taps.
Patton Oswalt. Isn't it funny the people that check in on this to say, this kid should die?
Well, there's a lot of celebrity ones where right now the only tweets they do are political. Your Bette Midler's, your Judd Apatow's, George Takei. He's very, very heavy.
Who follows these people?
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton. Well, he likes David Hogg. I'm not sure he's not really that political. He just got really into Hogg.
And of course, James Woods on the other side.
I can't imagine wanting to follow any of that.
Okay. So is it done yet? Is it safe to play?
No.
Oh, Savannah Guthrie has to apologize now.
Does she look like she's hot for him?
She's
kind of like
gross.
She's in a really
smiling a lot, and
she's just
coming
on to him. Horseshit position. Yeah. There's nothing she could. She could not make anyone happy.
True.
Generally, I think she does a pretty good job.
Oh no, she's pretty. She's pretty good at that. Yeah. I feel like she may have toned down some of her aggression.
She
if
seemed
she
like
had
she
any
was,
because he's 16.
She seemed like she was pushing the, you know, you threaten them. You're a big group of people, and they're just a few people.
Right.
They're fucking high school kids waiting for a bus. I just don't get that.
It's like you said, though. The kids that went to your school would
have... Oh, they would. Yeah. Believe me. Those people are lucky. Yay. It wasn't my... We'd have kicked their fucking ass! We'd have beat their asses!
And that is interesting, though. There are probably other schools waiting for the bus. Why was this group in the confrontation?
Maybe the location of where they were, you know, right on the steps.
But they all wait for buses there.
Do you think they turn to the chaperone students and say, can we do the school cheers? Can we please?
That's so,
yes, go ahead.
It's so corny. They sound so kiddish.
That's
can we show some school spirit in response to these mean people? Oh, boy.
And Covington is right across the border from Cincinnati, isn't it? Some of those kids are from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Wonder if they've ever been to the Figuring Brass in Ass. Again.
The Brass Ass.
Yeah. Strip club outside Cincinnati in Kentucky I went to once.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I just like the name, The Brass Ass.
That's a shout out for the Brass Ass.
We were there for about 5 minutes, turned around and left because the girls had to feed the jukebox to play the music.
Oh, God, that's so sad. No DJ?
Marasa was with me. No, they were their own DJ.
Couldn't they just put like 50 quarters in there and knock them all out at once?
Yeah, but you don't want to pay for another girl's dance when she's on the stage that was about 6 inches off the ground in the corner of the bar.
My God. Is the Brass Ass still there?
I don't know.
Does it have any Yelp reviews?
Probably. I should leave one. Or Marasa could leave one. Yeah, it's still there.
Wow.
Monmouth Street in Newport, Kentucky. 3.3.
Nice.
Hey, on a complete 180 note here, there is an announcement today about James Gandolfini's son playing young Tony Soprano.
I'm excited about this.
In the prequel called The Many Saints of Newark. Did anybody read up on this at all?
Yeah.
Did he try out for that? Did he have to test for it?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
He's in The Deuce on HBO.
Oh, he is?
The Franco show. And, Brandon, have you seen Gandolfini's kid?
He looks just like him.
Yeah, I've seen him. I haven't seen him, like, working or acting.
Okay. I know he's just on The Deuce. That's the only thing they mentioned. And then there's an announcement on an Eminem documentary called Marshall from Detroit.
Right.
It's just a very brief. You want to play? This is in Brandon's prep today, just so everyone knows.
Thank you.
Someone does read it.
I don't think we really knew who we were yet as far as what's going to be our style, what's going to be our sound. Especially back then, we used to think like, man, nobody comes to Detroit. They look at us like a ghost town. You know what I'm saying? We want to be somebody. We want to stand up.
You've been all around the world. You could live anywhere you want, but you still have a presence here. You still have a home in this area.
Yeah.
Why?
That's it?
That's it.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen that.
New documentary.
Thanks, Count.
Nah.
Other celebrity news today. I meant to mention this with Chris Brown, but so much going on. Alec Baldwin pleaded guilty to harassing this guy over the parking space, and he's going to a one-day anger management. Maybe he can do better than Chris Brown and not throw a brick through his mother's window.
Alec Baldwin.
I'm sure his mom is going to be part of that, but... Did anybody read the story about Baldwin today?
I just saw what you just said.
Was it Brandon? Was that in your prep too?
It probably was. Everything's in there.
If it's old, yeah.
No, I actually didn't see that story at all. I didn't know that he was that he pled.
He had to pay some fine too, which big deal.
And this was the parking space, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And then,
what about Tori Spelling's kid?
Oh, what's this Tori Spelling story? I meant to read that.
Stella Spelling, is that her last name? Her, she's 10. She opened up Stylish Slime by Stella in early 2018.
Stylish Slime.
Yeah, slime's like a thing for little kids. Why, I don't know.
Oh, because playing it and recreating it is fun, basically. They take stuff
like
and
silly putty?
Well, then why do you need to buy it from Stella Spelling?
Does silly putty still exist?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every generation has their own.
You know what the problem is, though? Gack. It doesn't pick up anything anymore, like ink.
What?
Even the newspapers, it rarely picks it up.
What's a newspaper?
Well, like the Woodward Talk.
Oh.
Like it gets right in my household
total bullshit.
Every week.
I used to put Silly Putty on Batman comics.
I know.
And it was
cool.
So cool to see Batman on my Silly Putty.
And then you stretch him.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was great.
I used to
put it on baseball cards, too.
Oh, it picked up baseball cards?
I don't think it did, but I tried. I can't remember.
No, I
just remember Batman mostly.
I think it might have picked up some of the cards that were, you know, made a little less.
I just know I was trying desperately to get
the ones that seem
Ernie
like
Banks
construction paper
and Ron Santo on my Silly Putty. But that doesn't sound right. That because it was how old would I be playing with Silly Putty? That makes me a little older.
You know, you goofed
Mike Clark
around
was playing with
it.
Blocks when he was 8. So.
What's her name? Had her baby.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
Carrie
I would
Underwood.
Fit in well with him.
She had her baby.
Carrie Underwood had her brat.
She had her baby.
Did the baby start crying when she saw her face?
Yes.
Ugh. Am I the only
not
one?
Been able to calm it.
Gross. Am I the only one who is Underwooded out? I've had it with Carrie Underwood. I wanted to just shut up and go away. Isn't she boring?
She's very boring. And she can't sleep unless she's in her hometown in Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah, she said that in that interview. It's the only place she can sleep.
And she's horrifying to look at. It's Frankenstein's disgusting. Walking in.
Well, they actually have a picture of her without makeup on.
Oh! Is this for effect?
Are you going to throw up? Yeah. Oh, my God!
Jesus, really?
Yeah. Ew.
I know, wasn't she always...
How washed out she is.
I mean, could she have been a pop star?
She was
I feel like country music
like
accepted her because, like, for
every
country,
time.
she was like a big shot.
Oh, well,
pop, I think she's been drowned out.
American Idol.
Every time I look at you, I lose my fucking appetite. God damn.
She's that gross.
That's what the baby said.
Hideous.
Do American Idol
baby's
people.
Baby's first words.
Don't American Idol people, do they do better in country music than any other?
I think so.
It seems that way.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Because the redheaded guy, the guy with the APW, isn't he popular in country?
Clay?
No, not Clay
Sheeran.
No, he's a guy, redheaded guy. I think he won. Ed Sheeran? No, he was on American Idol.
Redheaded guy in America?
Yeah, he sang standards and stuff.
You're not talking about McQueary.
Yeah, McQueary. Is he a country dude?
The guy that sang like this.
Yeah.
Sang really
big. McQueary.
What's his name? Maybe he might be. I don't know. Don't forget Soul Patrol. What's he doing now?
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely
hit on our intern.
He met my mom.
Your mom was a member of the Soul Patrol.
Yeah. No, my mom was a huge member of the Soul Patrol.
She
was talking about it for days. She would have.
Should we call Sanjaya to get comment on Carrie Underwood's baby?
Sanjaya's dad?
Is that the loosest connection to call somebody?
It could be.
They weren't even on the same season, were they?
I doubt it.
There's a part of that family. Man.
We need to call. You know we need to call is Mr. C.
We have 15 minutes to call Cunningham.
Tom Bosley.
Oh, boy. Okay.
He's blowing a call to Tom Bosley.
Wait. Is this the Cunningham who
they were going to blow, the guy was going to blow him to get the water into the fire festival.
Oh, it was Mr. C, Mr. Cunningham.
It was
Cunningham
Tom Bosley, it's turned out, is who it was.
Wow.
Mr. C.
Yeah, and they never released whether or not he did actually get blown.
I think he did.
He says he did.
The guy glossed over it a bit.
The guy from Fire Festival says no, but he just calls him Cunningham. We think it might be Tom Bosley. He's allegedly an Exuma working in customs, so. Was it customs?
Yes.
Yeah, working with them. Yeah.
Because they were holding up their water.
We got a few comments from people that are custom brokers that were very upset.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're very different from working in customs. They do not want to be associated with customs.
Oh.
I'll find one of the emails.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Mr. Cunningham.
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Drew.
Who?
Drew.
Drew?
Yeah.
Drew. He's on the next call, Drew. Hey. Would you like to leave a message?
We can hold. I'll just hold on, I guess.
You want to hold on?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, boy.
He's not going to ever return.
I don't think
Why don't they have any
up?
Island hold music?
This is a big Eddie Money fan.
It's kind of bogue.
It is.
This got to be the guy, right?
Sounds like it.
I don't know. I think so. Give me some water.
If I said it was...
This song never would have happened if they'd had a wall. Is he shot a man on the Mexican border?
Wait, why does he want some water?
Has he shot a man on the Mexican border? Water.
So why does he want water? Is he thirsty?
He's thirsty.
I mean, to hold on...
Is it exhausting to shoot this
thirsty
guy?
Thirsty work.
So many questions.
I can hold it.
Sure.
I don't care.
I got a feeling this guy, he must have been...
I'll break in when he answers.
He must have been contacted by somebody.
Oh, you think?
Right? I don't know. I mean, Marianne Roll, I think we were on her
pretty
quick.
Well, we got to her pretty quick, yeah.
Is she related to Esther?
Yeah.
Esther Roll. What was Esther Roll in?
Damn.
Good Times.
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
Right.
It's the third damn reference in a week.
I know. It's getting pretty bad.
John Amos died. She was very sad. Florida.
He should answer soon because they close in 10 minutes.
Okay. I think he's going to stiff us.
I don't know. If you're on the phone with somebody and someone else is on hold, you might just pick it up because it's the next in line.
Yeah.
Not even thinking about who.
I'm feeling this guy's watching who he talks to.
Really?
Just a feeling. I don't know.
Maybe he's getting blown right now.
I thought it was
for to release something.
I thought it was really strange that he. There was no discussion about. It seemed like was Billy McFarlane just suggesting that to suggest that? I mean, did he know that? Who knows?
Well,
who this guy was.
This
and he's
is
gay.
The actual Bahama customs slogan. So he probably just took that and said, all right, we have a guy who might be interested.
Well, that makes sense. That makes more sense than the documentary made.
And the mouthwash. Oof.
I know. God, so much detail.
Which made it take longer.
He sounded... Oh, God, I gotta take one for the team. Oh, my God, this is what I'm reduced to. But he did the mouthwash. He drove over there. He was nervous.
He was getting hot for it.
I know. He was.
He was.
He was.
It's all about the team.
The mouthwash is for afterwards.
He is a team player.
Yes.
I think he wanted to make out with a guy. He takes a shower, so he's clean.
I know.
There's boo-foo action.
That's not... Well, he's up for anything. The team needed him.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mr. Cunningham.
You still on another call?
Oh, he is?
Wait.
Is he? It's Drew. I'm just curious why he hasn't picked up. He knows who I am. It's crazy.
What's your last name, Drew?
Lane.
Drew Lane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second.
I thought he was expecting my call. It's crazy.
Shaq's like, that's really weird.
I mean, after all, you showered, you drank some mouthwash.
I think Cunningham
is... Those are prereqs for meetings with Cunningham. Safe.
It's hard to outfox Cunningham at this point.
You do not have a meeting unless you are showered and you have some mouthwash.
You're not going to fall for that again.
Cunningham's got that BJ routine down, and he's got that avoid the media thing down now. The foxy Cunningham. KG Cunningham.
I was on hold for like an hour.
Oh. I got an idea.
Are you going to call in another
line? Call another line. Ooh.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, boy. What's going on? Oh.
Hold on. I'm trying to line it up.
What? Oh, with the hold noise. Okay.
Oh, nice try.
Now.
Oh.
One more. Oh. Sorry. I just don't know when it's coming.
Right. No. Ah! It's about 7 seconds.
This is so remind... Hello?
Oh, I don't want him to pick up now.
This so reminds me of The Office when the thing is gonna drifting across the screen. It's going to hit the corner perfectly.
Bounce back. DirecTV never does.
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
and it's so pumped when it's close.
It's almost spot on. Too soon.
God, this is tougher than it looks.
David Hall wants the... Hall Financial Hotline used this way.
You're going to get this timing right.
This is misuse of the... Do we open the Hall Financial Hotline?
We did.
Oh, that was...
That's why
on.
Mr. C's not available.
Oh, that was on.
I opened it.
You did? Right. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Podcast website if you want to get a refi.
Oh!
A refi, or you like to take money out of your home, or you want to get a new home, dream home. Click the link on our website, Drew Mike Podcast, or call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000. Hello?
Yeah, administrator's office. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Cunningham there? We were just talking, and then I don't know what happened.
Administrator Cunningham is on another call, so.
Mr. Cunningham is?
He's on another call.
All right, we'll wait.
I'm trying to get some stuff in there. It's crazy.
Pardon?
We were just working on getting something in there, and I don't know where Mr. Cunningham went. And it seems like there's been a miscommunication.
He was on a call a couple minutes ago. So,
okay. All right, well, we'll just, you know, it's call. Hey, look, it's nothing off my ass. This stuff sits outside to, you know, people are going to be really angry, but it's okay. I get paid by the hour.
What?
Wow.
What? What?
So you hang up on that.
Where's the boop boop?
She hung up on
she
us.
She hung up.
She hung up.
You know what I think about this?
What, they're not worried about all the stuff I have that can't get in because Mr. Cunningham's on hold?
Hey.
She's not a very good pimp for Mr. Cunningham.
Was she not buying that?
He knew.
What?
He knew.
God, that Cunningham is impossible to fool.
KG Cunningham.
Well, fool them once. Shame on you.
I've got trucks full of stuff that Marianne Roll needs.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, but it says, fool me once. Shame on.
Who?
Shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
Yeah. God, well, I love how he worked that lyric.
I know.
In.
Well, that didn't work out very well.
So I was on hold for Blue Care Network.
It's the
about
best, isn't it? Please
today.
Tell me you got Dennis.
No, I didn't get Dennis, but they kept saying, okay, well, we'll hook you up because I want to make my payment over the phone. And they're like, all right, we'll hook you up. And so I be like, duh, nah, you know, like forever. And they have this really lame ass music.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I thought. This inspired me that we should have like a podcast for hold situations where, as in Blue Care Network, you get like a chunk of 45, a Jackson, every time somebody tries to call.
That's brilliant.
How long was 45 yours?
45 minutes.
I was on hold for a full Jackson.
For a full Jackson?
For a full Jackson.
Me too.
I was on.
So that would be
a
lot of.
I was on the phone for about an hour paying my delinquent phone bill.
See, they're wasting time there playing this music that is not, there's no music that it's just.
You know, the problem with that, though, is, Trudy, they would want to do their own podcast about healthcare, which would be boring as shit.
Here's what I thought. You could have them solicit questions from people that need to be answered, and you'd do like a podcast format with people's questions and answer questions. By the time they get through the Jackson listening, they may actually have their question answered before even having to talk to someone. Because my theory is the reason why everybody waits that long is the healthcare industry didn't adjust to people having, you know, like private insurance?
No.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
not really.
They didn't adjust to that, and so they didn't hire anybody new. So everybody's trying to get all these questions answered, and they're just making them listen to this for 45
minutes. And,
Trudy,
you had the thing, too, where every once in a while it feels like they pick up, and it's a recorded message saying that they're behind right now.
So you get
really excited. You're like, okay, I got to pay attention.
Yeah, and then it's this person telling you that it's really busy, especially at the beginning of the week. And I'm like, but it's Wednesday!
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Even the smallest requirement for a conversation with anyone over healthcare, in my case, my phone bill, just turns into the biggest nightmare. And this one was largely my fault because I was on auto pay, and that's when I paid Sprint for a phone I didn't have for 18 months. Like, well, fucking auto pay. You know, and I knew that was going to happen. I paid for the Boston Globe for probably 8 years.
Oh, they're the worst to get rid of. You cannot get rid of the Boston Globe.
I know. I know. And then some film thing I rented stayed on my bill for. It's like, oh my God. I mean, the credit card company is so tired of hearing me. They're like, would you look at your bill every month? They don't say that, but they should because
being an adult.
I've been getting charged for blankety blank for the last 9 years. So anyway, yesterday, there's an 800 number calling, and I'm going, I'm not going to take this call. And I'm like, nah, it's going to be this. It could be something. Because every time I ignore an 800 number that keeps calling, it's always, it's something.
It's one of them.
Yes, it's one of them.
You do understand that we need to make a living as well, right?
So I answer it. It's AT&T, and I'm putting up quotes. Mm-hmm. And I'm behind on my phone bill, which I'm like, oh, this is, I probably am behind on my phone bill, but I'm thinking, does AT&T really call you?
How would you like to make the payment?
Because no one believes any. I mean, isn't there more to be concerned about than? I mean, I'm thinking, am I more worried about being scammed or about losing my phone?
You were expecting a bit of professionalism, huh?
It was really close. So I didn't know what to do.
I know.
And so they gave a number. They're like, you know, if you get disconnected number or something like that.
But if you call that?
Big kitties and camel toe.
So I wrote down the number. And I just got off the phone. I was like, what am I going to do? Because I could go to the phone store and find out that's a 10-minute drive.
It would have been a lot faster.
It would have, in the end, that would have been the right thing to do.
Okay, I'm going to see you in Japanese.
But no, I call the 1-800 number thinking, this isn't going to be AT&T. And it's like, they answer, it sounds like AT&T. They have a wait. The wait sounds like AT&T.
Yeah.
What's going on when I'm on hold?
Yep.
And then I get in, and I'm like, up.
You wish.
I've got a delinquent phone bill, and I want to pay it. And they go, okay, on your phone number.
All right, the fee would be $499. How would you like to make the payment for that?
I can't even remember the whole story, except that I was delinquent a certain amount of money, and they didn't tell me what it was, and they said, is this your phone number? I'm like, yes, phone I'm on. I mean, I think you know that.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
Yes.
And then they asked me my name. I give my name, and they say, what's your user code? I'm like, ugh. I said, I don't know. I said, I just want to pay a delinquent phone bill. And they're like, well, we got to have a user code. And I'm like, but I want to pay a phone bill. They're like, no, no, you got to have a user code. I said, you mean I can't pay you money until you have my user code? You really think somebody's going to call up and try and impersonate me to pay my bill? They're like, well, we got to have the user code.
I love how they stick to their guns.
Now you're willing to purchase information as well. That would be $899.
So I said, can you just tell me the amount? No, not without a user code. I'm like,
Even an amount?
I thought they said that you can pay an amount, like you can choose an amount to pay, but we can't tell you the amount. I mean, it was like this whole thing about security. I'm like, I'm not sure we didn't have a miscommunication there.
Anyway, so you can suck your mama pussy?
Oh. Eventually they say, okay, you got to dial *729 to make a new user code. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay. And then they hang up on me because you got to call back, I guess. So I call back. I get in and I take the prompts. *729. No. *729. Call back. 729. Nope. So I push zero. I just go, zero. And they go, hello, AT&T. Like, yeah, I guess I can't pay this bill without a user code. Nope, you can't. So they go, we'll send you a new code, you know, so you can redo the user code. You know, we'll send you a 6-digit number. So they send it to me. I repeat it to them. And they said, okay, what user code do you want? I give it to them. It's like, okay. So I go, boop. They send me into the system. So I hit the, I had to call back, I think. Call back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hit the user code and rejected.
Oh.
What? My memory's not that short. So anyway, end up calling back and I just go, boop, hit zero.
Wait, like, don't hang up.
Can I have a human being, please?
Yes.
And so they said, here, try it again. I hit it again. It worked.
Hey.
Not only can't you have a human being, can't you have a human being that can help you do some of these things? Because why do we have to administer every fucking thing now that
we
have?
I know.
We're not administrators.
And they're offering me all these other things. Oh, Jesus.
They're offering you more.
Can I just pay? What does it take to pay a bill? So I go through the whole thing with my credit card. And they say, no, your card's rejected. I'm like, what?
Oh,
and then I'm thinking,
a lot of this seems to be operator errors. I'm just saying.
I'm sure there was some operator error. Oh, well, I told you, I should have been in auto pay the whole time. I mean, yeah. I'm sure.
It would have been a lot easier.
Any Gen Zers or millennials, just fast forward past this part. So the funny thing was, I'm talking to a person now. After I hit my new user code, a person came on. I'm like,
oh my God.
I didn't say this, but I'm thinking, why couldn't the person I originally talked to just be the person to take the payment? What the fuck?
I know.
But anyway, I give him the whole card. He's very kind of hard to understand. But anyway, he says the card's no good. The card's rejected. So I'm like,
we seem to be experimenting some technological differences.
This can't be. I made it all this way, and my credit card's rejected. So now I'm thinking, because he said, do you have another credit card? And I'm like, wait, is this really AT&T?
Oh, no. After all this?
Thinking, they want another credit card? They want to have two? No, I'm only giving you one. So I kind of freaked out because I'd used my credit card 2 hours earlier at 7-Eleven. I'm thinking, this isn't possible, is it? So I said, no, I'll just call back. So I hang up. What's going on? And so I think, I'm calling my credit card. My credit card can't be. There's no way. Call my credit card. Yep, my credit card's over the amount.
7-Eleven put it over the amount. Oh my God.
No, I don't. I still don't understand that. Why was it rejected 2 hours later? It seemed impossible because I was way over.
Oh.
So
when the charges first started showing up on my credit card, I thought, this is fucking fraud. But then I looked a little bit closer at what was being purchased. Beer. Jaeger. Lube, Magnum condoms,
not me.
Whippets, business cards. And that's when I realized you were leaving me a trail of fucking breadcrumbs.
So then I get to do my favorite thing. I get to pay money on my credit card to make it go down. So I'm back in the system.
Oh,
I'm in a new system.
God.
I can't believe you just didn't ask them to increase your limit.
Well, there was no human being involved. Oh, so okay. It's just like, I'll take this option. I'll just pay $5,000 and get under the limit.
Right.
And I did. And then I go back to AT&T, and I successfully pay it. And then when I'm done paying the thing, which, you know, I just hit in my user code, it worked. And then I paid the amount. I couldn't pay the whole bill, by the way. I wanted to pay the whole bill, the amount not only that was past due, but the current bill, but mm-hmm. they won't let you do that. So I paid the past due part. I'm done. Okay, how about you? Would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? You know, they give you new prompts. And I'm like, how do you get out of this call? Did I just make the payment?
Did
they
didn't
really
through?
Tell me. Yeah. Why am I still doing stuff? And then all of a sudden it goes back into the thing that says, you have $199, or $169, I think, past due. And I'm like, oh, I guess it didn't make the payment. So...
So
I just hit zero, and the guy comes back on and go, I just need to know if I made the payment. And he goes, yes, you did. And I go, okay, I need to get out of here. And he goes, well, would you like to, do you know about our super fast wife? I'm like,
hang on.
Let me out of here. Bye. Meanwhile, in the middle of this whole thing, the garbage truck came, and I didn't have the garbage out. It was the biggest clusterfuck.
Oh,
I know.
Wow. That is a long story, but quite well told.
That story's as long as the phone call.
It was,
But that's...
No, it wasn't as long as a phone call. I guarantee you.
But that is what a lot of our days are now taken up with, is dealing with this
you have to set
phone
aside
tree
a day.
Bullshit that...
Well, I had just negotiated through a nightmare with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Ford
no
Credit.
No way. I would never believe that.
It was just to pay a past due. That's all it was.
What, Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Blue Cross Blue Shield. It was just to pay a bill. So it was... pretty easy.
They
and
finally,
I had the bill right in front of me, which I never do.
They finally got back to me about the mistake they made. And they're like, you're right. We'll credit your account. Meanwhile, because Dennis told me to have the credit card cancel it, they canceled
it
too.
Are you still in Dennis's world?
No. Dennis had somebody else call me back, which immediately the conversation turned to, hey, how much did Dennis hate me for that phone call? Like, I'm grilling her about it. And she goes, he was actually really concerned. He called me off hours. I'm like, hey. Oh, way to
really?
Go, Dennis. All right.
Jeez, kind of soft, Dennis.
Not to belabor it.
I broke his will.
Good.
I did, man. Well, he was wrong.
Well, not to belabor it over long, but it's too late for that. But when I got through the whole process and I was right there, the woman, that she comes back on and she goes, all right, talk to Kim and she's going to take your payment because she, the other person, couldn't do it. You know, it's all
why
segmented
all these
out.
People answering the phone and
they can't take credit card pay. Can't you write it down? Can't you do it? So anyway, I get, she turns me over to Kim. Click.
Oh,
gone. And I was literally like, ah! The bathroom door is closed, so that's Zeus heard just.
Did he come running or did
he
did you come running or did you just stay where you were?
I just knocked on the door.
That seems about right. Are you okay?
Damsel in distress.
And I was like, not now. And so I tried to come back, and then they called me back, and I acted like I was crying the entire time. It's pretty convincing, but it's funny because they don't
did
like
crying
you to...
help.
Yes, it
I would
does.
Have cried
it
if
does.
I knew it would
yeah.
help.
It wouldn't
yes.
help. It wouldn't help with you.
It changes. Why they're it? Not ready for that. They're
Why
ready
guys
for people.
Cry nowadays.
I know what
guys cry all the time
oh,
on
not
TV.
The Bachelor, that dude.
Yeah, that
cries
guy creep balls his eyes out.
So sometimes there's really nothing you can do about it. It's the price you have to pay.
I know.
I think I would have been more successful if I had been able to cry. I think it would have helped my career.
You could pretend to cry. Because everybody dry cries, and she doesn't know. You're
that's awesome. True.
And she was actually pretty sympathetic at that point. So. But well, I was giving them money.
I have to tell you.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me.
The funny thing about it is I was never fully satisfied that it wasn't a scam.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, hey, would AT&T call me? Because, you know, you always hear, the IRS, they'll never call you.
When you were telling
you
me, they'll
never call
wish.
You.
When you were telling me this yesterday, the whole time I had, I'm going, this is going to be a scam. This is going to be a scam.
I'm still not sure, honestly.
Look at your credit card, see if there's all kinds of spending, some massive.
I checked yesterday.
Credit card fraud.
There wasn't. There wasn't. I don't think it was a scam.
They could lay low for a couple of days.
I know. I thought about that, too. And then when they rejected my credit card, it was like, all right, I'm on to you guys. I mean, I could not believe this is what's so
did
silly.
Did you offer to pay in iTunes gift cards?
You should.
You know, to think that my credit card, I'm thinking, I probably got about 10 grand on my credit card. I'm off by like 15 grand. And then I start adding, and then I'm going, well, when did I charge you all this stuff? And I start thinking, oh, yeah, the dentist, that money.
Oh, boy.
And so. Yeah. It was a big month on my credit card.
I know. January sucked ass.
But you know what? God. I asked what was in my checking account the other day. I was like, I think I got about X amount of dollars. And it was about $10,000 less. I mean, every time I do this, I go, God goddamn bank. What are they? They're taking my money again. I mean, I know better, but how can I always be off to the higher amount? What the fuck?
You can never be off.
There it is, because I always have it, because I always have my checkbook, because I'm always writing checks.
Drew.
It's never in your favor.
What you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
It's never in my favor. The fuck? I mean, I realize it's my own problem, but I mean, wouldn't you think at least once in a while I'd think I wrote an extra check?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's God.
And you get kind of a bonus day, and so and you really get a, you know, like, oh, I've got way more than I thought I did.
Because awesome. I was just at the bank making a deposit, and I was just like, yeah, just curious what's the balance. You can put the balance in. Because I always ask you, you want the balance? Mm-hmm. And I'm always thinking, it'll probably be about, you know, in the podcast, balance is in there, too. And I always, think, I always look at it and go, doesn't seem right. But I never say anything because I know better. It's
you know
always
it's right.
Right.
And
it's
even if it's
right.
Wrong, it's right.
Yeah, if it's
them.
Wrong, it's right. No, it is.
There's no fighting that one.
I think, and it's God.
I think maybe once I actually said, could you go through my last few checks? And there was, I don't remember what it was, but there was a big fat check for something or a big charge for something. I just charged up.
Well, I was waiting. Nightmare. I thought government shut down and Martin Luther.
Life is a nightmare. Yeah. Honestly, if I don't keep track of a couple more user codes, I really believe that I will spontaneously combust. I think I'm just going to blow up and immolate. And it'll be, if it happens, it's because of a user code. I promise you. And I wrote
one
amazingly.
Last user code, that was
I wrote the AT&T one down. I put on a scrap of paper, and it's in.
You're
in this drawer.
It's already
there's
gone.
There's about six in there. My Mr. Skin codes.
Well, that's important. Thank God, their other important ones are together.
I know, Mr. Skin. It's like that was one of the first ones I wrote down.
Well, it's important. Oh, what a nightmare!
Spend your money well.
I'm serious. I think I'm gonna spontaneously combust. I don't think I'm far
it's
away.
It's a pain in the ass keeping track of passwords.
With the taxes due, though, I was hoping the Internal Revenue Service, there would be so many people off.
There is, no.
That it would take them longer to put my check in the bank. Plus Martin Luther King holiday. So I thought, that might work for me. I'll have, you know,
wrong.
That was more than I expected to.
Didn't work out.
And they haven't cashed it yet. So.
You mean the check you wrote?
Yes.
That's okay as long as it's postmarked.
But you know
right?
what they said? Yeah. I looked it up and they're like, oh, they'll cash the checks. They're just not giving refunds.
Yeah.
That's too much trouble.
Well, it's easy to do. So,
checks easy.
Yeah.
They'll take your money, but they won't give it back. That's something beyond.
Yeah, a bunch of them called in because he demanded they come back, the furloughed IRS workers, and then they're like, nah. Well, no thanks.
Good.
We're going to call in sick.
The person who takes
that'll
the checks
really turn the tide.
To whatever bank the IRS. Uses.
Well, that's different, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
I have to admit, I'm very curious. I don't want to get on this subject, but I'm very curious how the government shutdown will end. I'm like, let's see. Will it be, let me get the money, and he gives him something on this. And I mean, because both sides will have to feel that they've gotten something, that they can at least trumpet that they have something.
No.
But I just can't see that happening.
No.
So I'm like, how will it end? I mean, will it be a human? Based on, you know, I realize I'm cutting a shitty deal here, but for humanitarian reasons, these people aren't being paid. This is terrible. I had to cave in, and I'm not imitating Trump. I'm imitating either side.
Right.
I can't see either side.
Yeah, they'll be a hero for caving in.
Does it have to be though? Like the Coast Guard was pretty freaking irate today. Does it have to be somebody, a ship at sea stranded,
well,
and the Coast Guard won't help them? Or
there are businesses that are now
large
business people. Who are somebody from Dow, I think he's retired. Was he a
Dr.
chairman
Dow?
Of Dow or something? Dow Chemical, not Dr. Dow. Dr. Dow is doing fine. He's getting paid.
That name still lives on in my house. She did it this morning. I'm like, Annie's getting close to the cat food. And Char goes, I will Dr. Dower, and runs over and grabs her feet and pulls her back.
Nice.
Great move. Regarding the...
That's Annie.
Did you hear the story of... Representative Davis, Rodney Davis, he was on a plane flying.
Oh, in first class?
Oh, right.
Yes. And people started yelling at him like...
Well, one guy.
Wait, well now, what...
Yeah.
I mean, my question, is he flying on government business?
That's what was resolved after the first, the initial confrontation.
So
which was, they said was an attack.
Was he on his own dime?
I assumed he was. Is he not?
He had he bought a coach seat and they upgraded him with his frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, so what's entitled the fucking problem?
It wasn't
Why did
after
this
that?
Guy attack him?
Wait, there's frequent flyer said, miles from his congressional business or
well,
from
yeah.
his personal business?
Yeah, but anybody that travels for business gets frequent flyer miles.
But that's government money.
Well,
but even if it's private industry, it'd be.
He was not attacked. That's when somebody like jumps on you and scratches or something like that.
Who even knows who the fuck Rodney Davis is? I don't even know who he is. I don't even know if he's a Republican or a Democrat.
There were people
that got
Illinois.
On a plane and went, "That's Representative Rodney Davis."
And he was also
in
the
first
catcher.
Class.
He was also the catcher on the Republican baseball team after the shooting. Remember that shooting? That
yeah.
Wow.
As the catcher.
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
He's a Republican.
And so what happened? He's in first class, and
somebody
just,
said,
"There's a video
I'm in first
of it.
Class."
Don't you think it looks bad that you're flying first class when TSA
agents
are not getting paid?
What, no one can fly in first class,
nope.
or just only
when
government
you're a
people?
Congressman.
Congressman, you think it's appropriate to fly first class while 57 TSA agents aren't being paid?
Like what I said. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Taking that as a yes. Taxpayers pay for this flight. Fair enough.
That guy feels like he really got him.
What a snit!
Feels like he really got him, didn't
he? But that's not an attack, right? That's him.
Why do
people? It's an annoyance.
I get this. Why do people feel free to just confront people and just be shitty to people?
Shame is our national sport now. Shame is our national sport. We love it.
We are Big Brother, and we're filming everybody. And we're exposing everybody, and we're shaming every person.
But half the people we exposed didn't do anything.
Doesn't matter.
Hey,
outrage.
Yeah. Like the guy at Kentucky Fried, the three gay guys who are getting all that hate.
Kentucky,
because the
Kentucky
guy,
Fried. I've never heard anybody called it
it's
Kentucky
been years,
Fried.
Yeah.
Sorry, KFC.
I think I like Kentucky Fried better.
What was
they
Kentucky Fried
it,
Chicken for the first 40 years of my life? What the fuck?
They rebranded it when fried foods got bad.
Well, I'm not following their rebranding. What am I, an asshole? Because I didn't accept their rebranding.
It was Kitchen
I
Fried
usually
Chicken.
I usually call them KFC.
Fried. Oh, Kitchen Fresh Chicken?
I don't
isn't
know.
It? Something like that.
The Colonel, whatever.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
That's breaking.
The bridge at the Packard plant has collapsed.
Yeah.
Was someone playing hide and seek on it?
I don't know. That was actual breaking news on the TV.
And did you see Barstool had done like a drone over the Packard plant, and then like they put out a story about how could anybody live in Detroit?
Which is horseshit. Nobody lives at the Packard plant.
Yeah, basically making it look like Detroit is all of the Packard plant. That's what all of Detroit looks like.
Oh, we're the Packard plant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there outrage?
There is right now for me.
Is anybody smirking?
There's a lot of...
What?
The smirking kid.
Oh, is he back on
TV? Picture of smirking Nathan Sandman.
Wait, he's not Nathan Sandman. He's
Sandman.
Nicholas Sandman.
Nicholas Sandman. Look at the second end. Doesn't it look ridiculous? Like the person making the caption screwed up.
Yes.
Yeah. Why does he have two? Why do you have two? That should have been hurt.
The Kentucky.
He needs to walk onto this.
This torpid KFC who was a cashier was giving these three guys shit because they dared to complain about an item he forgot. And so he's telling them to get the fuck out of there, eat your food and get out of here. And then he's saying, I'm going to rob you. And they put it on social media.
Uh-huh.
And the guy said, well, there's a front part of the video where they're making racial slurs.
Oh,
so people just start pounding the shit out of these three gay guys.
Was it?
No. Well, they said it wasn't. Fuck if I know.
It's insensitive.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's so easy to just go, I had a racial slurs right before that. And then anything that happens is okay, I guess.
Then why didn't someone respond?
They were the ones getting ragged on, from what I understood.
Why didn't someone say, well, the homosexual slur was before that?
That's one way you could do it.
They're just going to release the previous 5-minute intervals every other week. You know,
yeah.
That way we see
like Motor City Muckraker with Jim Fouts.
Well, those.
No, now, just have the slow drip of it. Just kills me.
We have an
it.
Expert in the room. Oh,
yes, we do. Flip your mic around there, Brandon, because Jeff Buhner's here.
Buhner?
I thought somebody said you were Bueller.
Buhner.
Oh, you're Buhner. Yeah.
Do people say that to you? Buhner.
Think of
that's
Jay,
a great name.
And you roll your eyes.
Jay Buhner, not Jay. Wait.
Jay Buhner, the baseball player?
Not Ferris Bueller, but Buhner.
Yeah, like Jay Buhner.
Yeah.
Are you related to him?
No.
Oh.
He was going to be the next Mickey Mantle.
Really?
He was a good stick.
There's a lot of talk about that. And they traded him. They traded him for Tartable.
Tartable.
I don't remember that. It's not Tartable? A sports podcast.
Sorry. I'm turning into Maz.
Jeff was Bueller. In Mayor Jim Fouts's class at, where'd you go to school?
I went to Warren Cousineau, but this was actually summer school.
Was he teaching history?
He was.
And what kind of guy was good old Mayor Fouts?
He was an odd guy back then. He was on city council, and so he would
He was on city council and teaching, too?
Yep.
Seems weird.
Mm. Yeah. A multitasker.
Yeah. And he used to encourage his students to help out with his campaign.
Which students?
Help out with his campaign?
The ones particularly in summer school.
Young women?
Young women. Young men.
Yeah. So you could have Charlie's Angels, sort of.
I get it.
Yeah, so he's always surrounded by... A lot of
flock of women.
Yes.
Wow.
Was there any?
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
That's him too, via Adobe Selma Flare. Not quite as good as the other one. Were there any rumors about him and girls?
You know, just looking at him, nobody would have guessed that he would be involved with anyone.
How is he pulling? What's his chick?
He's got power now.
What, the girl. He's 76 and he looks ridiculous.
He's only the mayor of Warren.
Old balls. Gross.
Maybe she's into that.
I was telling somebody that the other day. That he's just the mayor of Warren. How is that prestigious enough when you're 20? And he was like, well, yeah, but he's the mayor of the third largest city. And I was like,
that's what
so
he
what?
Would say.
Big.
Her salary nearly doubled. She got switched.
You're talking about Amanda Mika.
Yeah, she got job. Remember, she got job switched, and she was there for 6 months just so she could have, it's not tenure, what's it, pension, a government pension, and then was switched back.
So that's it, that he offers them, there are perks for dating him.
But, you know, the girl, I tweeted out the picture allegedly. Of him with a young girl, younger girl, much younger girl, mm-hmm. at the auto show, and Deadline Detroit had my tweet in their story
today. Oh, come on. Everybody. Wow, something you put on the internet was also on the internet.
And they didn't seem to know if it was her or not, because they had a picture of her. It was a different picture from mine, and she was on her phone. And in both pictures, nobody's glad-handing Mayor Fouts. I don't understand. At the auto show, nobody's talking to him.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, like, it's Detroit, not Warren.
And you said he looked like, what did you say?
Corpse-like.
How long ago?
Useful.
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Did he have a fro then?
Here, look at this.
That's her, isn't it?
Is that her?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, is that? Oh, that's her social media?
Allegedly.
My God.
Wait, what's that? What's that picture from? Her.
There she. That's that one is definitely her. That one right there.
These are all her.
Okay.
Those are her. Back. And then the other one is the girl that he's with at the auto
show. That's totally her.
Yeah, that's her. I think it's her.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say because I don't know, but.
Allegedly.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
She's kind of hot.
Is he hot?
Somebody wrote me a while back and said, I forgot where they knew her from, but they kind of implied that, yeah, a lot of dudes hit on her, and she. They were sort of suggesting that maybe she's asexual.
Whoa.
I thought that was, well.
She's really pretty.
That'd be a good thing to say.
She rejected a couple guys he knew. So, you know, that may be them going, well, if she didn't want to bang me.
She's asexual. Oh, yeah,
and she's with Fouts.
Well, who would want I mean, they rejected sloppy seconds.
Yeah, how would you like to be rejected for Fouts?
I wouldn't even want his sloppy seconds holding her hand.
Ew.
Ugh.
God.
That was very strange.
So, Jeff, was he a good teacher?
He was pretty engaged, you know.
Did you learn a lot from him?
Again, it was summer school, so yeah.
Why were you in summer school?
It was a bit of a miscreant, isn't
it? Nice.
A miscreant. Did he make you go to city council meeting?
No, that would have been a line too far.
He made his class. Somebody in his class go allegedly. I don't know.
Allegedly, it's all
wacky. But
do you think he sings this to her? You see Fouts singing.
I think Boston's a little too young a band for Fouts.
Yeah, she wouldn't
goes
know
back a little further than Boston. So coming into the studio, what is it different than it looks on Facebook or?
Yeah, it is. It's actually more spacious than
really.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Silence of the Lambs room?
No, I haven't had.
Don't.
I don't blame you. I won't go back there.
some scary things in this house. This piece of shit house has a lot of scary rooms.
There's a woman in a deep hole with one of the dogs.
I would have thought it would look, it would be smaller than it looks, but it's the other way around.
For me, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Let's ask our next visitor. We have another one coming on Monday.
Come on, your house sucks.
I admit it. I'm not denying it. No argument there. All right, how far in are we? Hour 34. Can you guys occupy yourself while I heat up my coffee?
I have one thing for you real quick, Drew.
Okay.
Oh. I need you to tell me, first off, who do you think this is?
Oh, yeah.
Who is that?
Is that Farrah?
Yeah.
It is Farrah.
That's Farrah?
How messed up does she look?
I'm convinced that she's going to look something akin to a female version of Michael Jackson before it's over.
Oh, that's a great call.
I really believe that. I believe she's going to look like the Catwoman or something because she's a beautiful girl. I don't know why they ran an old clip of her. She's a gorgeous 18-year-old. She's beautiful. And she is completely, I don't know what she's doing. Are those fillers, Trudy? What's going on with that face?
Yeah, she probably had cheek implants or, filler in her cheeks. In her lips.
Why would a 25-year-old be doing that? She was pretty. Wasn't she? Am I crazy?
No, she was pretty.
This is all part of the brand because she's still selling this look. She's selling this sex appeal.
She's going to look like a sex doll.
Let's see the before.
In fact.
Well, the medium before. Oh. Not the original because there isn't a picture of that. Is there?
Well, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
From the show. When she was originally on the show.
She got with the porn star
She looked normal.
Yeah, James Dean.
Yeah.
Here's a good representation of before and after.
Yeah, she's cute back then. Michael!
Yeah,
I mean, she's not talking.
I don't think she looks better.
No.
No, she doesn't look better.
No.
But this is how she looks now. In fact, she's selling this because you can be a part of therapy.
Therapy? Therapy?
Yeah,
therapy.
You get to urinate on her.
For an easy $5,000, she will give you, well, I'll let her explain.
Hey, it's Hi. Your girl, Farrah, and I've been giving so much couples therapy, sex therapy, and just therapy at X on the Beach, and I can't wait because I've partnered with Cam Soda. So if you go to camsoda.com/FarrahAbraham, you can book me for an hour session of couples therapy, sex therapy, therapy, and I'm so excited. It's going to be great. So all these questions, all these answers, I mean, all these years of TV have really paid off. Love you guys. I'll see you there.
How much would you pay?
Well, why would anyone pay her
How much? 1 hour of therapy.
Therapy?
I would not pay anything.
How much do you think she's charging?
Well, I think...
Go to therapy and figure it out.
Going rate for a session is usually like 100 or under.
Yeah, but this is Farrah Abraham.
This is therapy, Trudy. Come on. Not therapy. Therapy. I'll say $1,000.
Five grand. Yeah.
For an hour?
I bet
that
you
dope?
No one has bought it.
You don't think those extensions are cheap, do you? I mean, it's got to be paid for.
Who out there is having problems with their wife or problems with their husband, and they're like, you know what? I think we need Farrah to give us couples therapy. She could really put our relationship back on track.
She has the worst relationships.
No. She's impossible. She's an impossible human being. She's a horrible person.
Come on the show and explain it. That way we could get it for free.
Oh, she's an idiot. She'd be bad at sexual advice because we've seen all that. And she'd definitely be bad at parental advice.
You think her sexual advice is just her saying, hey, guys, let me show you this. And it's just a video of James Dean plowing her.
Specifically, her
she would do anything for money. I think there could be a Farrah 500 coming.
Oh, wow! That I would watch.
I could see that.
That I would absolutely watch.
Ew,
especially
creep.
If someone's there going.
If there's enough money, I think when she's broke enough, she would do anything.
Yeah, well, she sells her vagina.
Day is coming.
And butt.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she has several versions of it, doesn't she?
Her butt.
No, her vagina.
Somebody got a dick. Somebody got a dick.
Here it is.
Somebody got a dick.
There's three.
Somebody got a dick.
Four.
Somebody got a dick.
That looks so dumb.
You can buy a
plaster
cast. Yeah. I remember. I forgot. Did that sell?
Look at that.
People
picture.
Actually buy that?
Oh, yeah. I think she made money off this.
I can't wait till Sophia Googles her.
Why would anyone buy that?
Mommy,
I know.
Because it's going to be in the stores anyway, and so instead of buying
Somebody
a generic one, you can say, hey, I'm plowing fair. This is what it'd be like
to
plow.
Are you really going to pay the premium?
deserve it?
I can't believe anyone would fucking buy that.
Well, it's important because there are also things like intimacy coordinators now on the sets of TVs and TV.
Oh yeah, because of Me Too
shows and movies. Oh, so God. The intimacy. When, you know, like, they're like, okay, now get in the sex scene, get in the position, go. And when they hit that, the intimacy coordinator polices it to make sure that it's non-threatening.
I want that job.
Yeah,
that'd be such
right?
an easy job.
Really, all you have to do is sit around and watch people
and say stuff like,
"Somebody got a dick."
She worked for HBO and Netflix as an intimacy coordinator.
What a joke!
I don't understand
why. Like, what are her what's her resume? Why does she get to, why does she get to be the one?
What
makes
her
so special? Why is she so intimate?
Well, first off, it's because she's a she, right? Can a he do that gig?
Why not? Like Ron Jeremy?
Good question. Because
somebody got a dick.
There's a code of conduct for the way people are treated on, you know, film sets, I guess. And so she makes sure.
Well, if any industry knows how to treat people, it's definitely the film industry.
It's true.
They're really good at treating people.
So that no one feels humiliated or like a prostitute. So. Everybody, they have to check all those boxes. And
what a joke. Well, if it makes them feel better, fine.
Well, there was one actress who said that after her scene, she felt like she'd been raped. So
really?
So this...
Well, that's a not little, fun.
It's kind of a little thing with, you know, the guidelines that they follow to make sure things are safe.
So the studio doesn't get sued.
Is that going to ruin, like...
No, no one's going to notice a difference.
Scenes.
It's so the studio doesn't
sexy
get
sexy scenes.
No.
Don't we watch sexy scenes in movies?
No, well, you might, because you're a woman. I mean, really.
I know what you're saying.
When was the last movie scene I saw? I was like, wow, that was a real sexy scene. Bound?
Oh,
like,
no. There's been a bunch since then. My God. That one stood out for you, though.
I know. I was driving. Well, Tina Gershon getting... a whole fist in her.
I can't think of a movie, but the latest video that I saw was that would kind of go with that. Is that Cardi B, the twerking video?
Oh,
yeah.
Twerking, yeah.
That's just asses all over the place, but some people don't like it.
Well, no, that lady wrote a column about, or maybe she tweeted it. She tweeted about Cardi B's new song, which you should play it, Brandon. It's wonderful.
Is it called Twerk?
Yeah. In the era of Me Too, how exactly does this empower women, is what another woman tweeted at her. Which, isn't the response obvious? How do you think Cardi B responded?
Go fuck yourself, right?
It says to women that I can wear, not wear whatever I want.
Oh.
No still means no.
Sure.
If I twerk and be half naked, does that mean I deserve to get raped or molested? Which is the obvious answer. So stupid. To which the woman responded, I thought this was really smart because this is a no-lose situation where she's, hey, why don't you come on my show and we'll talk about it? If Cardi B says, no, your show sucks and I don't know who you are, then it makes her look bad. And if she says yes, then she has Cardi B on the show.
I think this video is awesome.
It's really entertaining. It's
zebra stripes and tiger stripes. Is that body paint?
Yeah, it's body paint. I'm not a big fan of the song itself, but...
It's just a bunch of butts clapping.
So if you were to go on another weekend, would you play this one 24?
No, I don't think this one would get played 24.
Like, what was the song? I mean, the
I
one...
Got Bitches.
Yeah, I
think
Bitches.
The video is what makes this song.
Exactly.
Yeah, you couldn't just play it on radio.
In fact, if I mute this and play...
This was the video she was filming when she was supposed to be in court, by the way. Because remember all the pictures of her in the tiger outfit?
Right.
She's getting a residency in Vegas.
Oh.
Which have there been many, like, current big stars to get a residency in Vegas?
Britney and...
Yeah, but Britney, I mean, she was pretty much done.
All right, now watch the video to this song.
Oh, okay, cool. It doesn't really make sense, though.
Now it does.
A little bit. Jesus Christ.
Wow. Yeah, this video is crazy,
lyrics.
Though.
Yeah. Well.
A lot of ass.
So is she gonna do this one at the Super Bowl then? She's at the Super Bowl, right?
No, she turned it down.
Oh, she turned it down, yeah. That's right. Oh, too bad. They could do this at the Super Bowl.
No, Colin Kaepernick wouldn't give her permission.
He would if he saw this.
He books the halftime acts now. Oh, this...
What if she had, like, Beyonce had the army of women, they had the army of twerking women?
Yeah, well, that would freak people out.
Wow.
And then they'd attack morning radio, because that makes sense.
If anyone, is really about to start looking at videos and start telling people that it's funny how she's like, fuck you.
What?
Yeah. About this video.
Well, I agree with her, though. What is it?
Well, you know, it's just so hilarious how we're trying to correct everything now. We're going to correct everything. Well, except the music business. So
what
I think
is she doing wrong?
She doesn't
there?
Understand that they're passing on Me Too.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, 100 women's asses doing that.
Yeah.
It's probably not great for women.
Yeah, but she's one of the most empowered women out there right now. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She's loaded.
Of course she can. No, yeah, don't get the idea. Don't get the idea that I care, by the way, because I really don't care. She can do whatever she wants.
I just think the idea of attacking her for this is stupid.
Well, the idea that in the Me Too era that this would not garner some criticism is probably unrealistic.
Well, it's going to garner criticism no matter what.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it degrading to them, or is it only degrading if some guy jumps in the middle and starts like grabbing my butts or something like that? Because they're just innocently twerking.
I mean,
I think there's a lot of things in music that aren't real favorable to women. Would be my.
I would have to agree.
This was her choice to do it, though. Both everybody in this video.
That's a lot of ass.
Yeah, it's. I can't say I would expect this to be good for women. Personally, I could give a shit.
Somebody kick one.
Do what you want. It's just funny how she's like, "Fuck you! It's not bad. Don't hurt anybody." Okay, whatever. She's hot right now. It doesn't matter. It's probably good for business for her that somebody complained about it. Who did complain about it, by the way?
Stephanie.
Some buzzkill.
Amel from the Daily Caller.
Yeah.
Is that a liberal or conservative?
That's the one. Did Tucker Carlson start it? Yeah.
Well, is anyone on the left upset about it?
I don't think so.
I don't know what there is to be upset about. I don't know why she's upset about it.
Come on, look at it. It's a bunch of chicks shaking their asses. A lot of people would not like that. There's also two shaking their asses together into each other.
Yeah, that looks like something.
Such a square, Drew.
I told you, I don't give a shit. I can watch it and go, that's a nice ass, that's not a nice ass, that's a nice ass. But it's not terribly respectful of women would be my, you know, if somebody said, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this good for women, bad for women? I would say it's probably on the negative side.
You know what I don't like about this is it's not very well choreographed.
That's what I like about it. Trudy, they're all having fun.
It's haphazard looking.
Yeah, don't women get together and do this?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Something wrong with a little twerking?
Totally.
This looks completely natural. Totally. I think this just happened and somebody happened to turn their phone on.
I like it. I like the video.
Yeah.
I don't like the song that much. But
I don't know how any guy could not
enjoy it. You were dancing to it before the show, Brandon.
Yeah, it kind of had a catchy beat at one point.
There's a lot of butts in it. Twerk. A little repetitive.
Yeah.
Is this the hot song right now?
I never even heard about it before yesterday.
This is the well, you were out of the room, but this is the one she was filming when she was supposed to be in court.
Oh.
25 million views already. I don't know when it came out. What's the date on it when it came out?
January 16th.
It's not bad.
Oh, there's the N-word in this song? How weird.
Sure, whatever you said, honey.
She's a great singer. That's all I know.
Look at that one. Look at this girl here. Right there.
Oh, my.
That's an interesting position.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. For them.
That's lovely.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Did anybody get all the way through the Bryan Singer article today? The director of Bohemian Rhapsody?
Pretty long.
No.
Yeah. I'm really tired of Me Too articles because they just go on and on about he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. But I'm kind of amazed by this because, you know, of course, I guess the country's busy being mad at
everything.
Nicholas Sandman. So maybe there's no time for Bryan Singer.
Oh.
But he directed Bohemian Rhapsody until the last 3 weeks when he needed a week off or something. And they said, fuck you, bye.
Do they know if they technically gave him part of that award?
No one congratulated him at the Golden Globes.
Oh, no.
And I think he's persona non grata in some circles, but...
He got pulled off another movie, too, didn't he? That he was supposed
to
direct.
Well, that was for... Yeah. Apparently, he was buzzed a lot. I don't know. I guess he's got a problem, but that's not his biggest problem. Bohemian Rhapsody came to 20th Century Fox, and they didn't really want Bryan Singer to be involved in the movie. But the Queen guys said, he's our guy.
Yeah, they wanted him.
And so 20th Century Fox said to the guy, look, don't do anything illegal and show up on time. And
the Queen guys, as in Brian May?
Brian May.
Really? And Roger Taylor? Uh-huh. Wow.
And John Deacon, don't forget him.
Yeah, no one knows
him. I don't think he's too involved. But
it's what Freddie would have wanted.
He didn't show up at the Golden Globes. So Bryan Singer, it turns out, has this... I mean, honest to God, reading the story...
He
likes underage boys, yeah.
And, a lot.
And I'm trying to figure out, okay, he's just signed and he's being paid $10 million for a new movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to figure out, why is this guy getting off the hook? Why is he continuing to get work? Why did he get this movie? I would have thought 20th Century Fox would have said, no, we're not touching this guy. Because if you go through it, it's absolutely, it's sickening, it's mind-boggling, it's underage dudes, it's, it sounds to me like he liked to take drugs, get drunk, and have orgies with teen boys. And we're
just
talking...
Just like Rock.
Rock?
Rock Hudson.
Oh, Rock.
Oh, they were probably of
well,
age.
Well, no, Rock, I think Rock's kids, Rock's boys were of age. I think, I don't know, I never heard he was into underage boys. But...
And that was consensual with Rock.
Nobody has ever really successfully done anything to stop him, but it's one of these things everybody knows about it. When he started to make it, he did Usual Suspects. Mm.
All the X-Men movies.
Did he and Spacey?
Rule.
Yeah, he's done $3 billion. Yeah, he and Spacey. Nice combo.
Oh, no.
His gross. Movies have done $3 billion at the box office, so he's money. He's money in the bank.
Sure.
Or he was, because he sounds like he's pretty troubled now. But... There were a lot of comments about his his parties when he lived in a certain part of Hollywood. He had gay pool parties. And
it's like Rock.
All right.
He was in his early 30s, and people that attended the parties who were quoted in this story. Where's the story, Brandon? You sent it to me, didn't you?
Is it the Variety? The Atlantic. The Atlantic.
Oh, the Atlantic. Okay. Ate up about half my day, by the way. Is that fucking long?
Sorry.
Oh, my God. I could have edited it, made it a lot shorter. And said the same thing. Just saying. Anyway, they said that his pool parties looked like a high school party. That the kids were so young. And some people felt, I don't think I want to be seen at his parties. And other people were just more delighted. And it sounded like they started passing these 15 and 16-year-olds around. These older gay guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's really, it's just awful. And
we're worried about the smirking kid.
Yeah.
Well,
that's big.
That's kind of my point.
Or twerking.
Or twerking.
Is the selectivity of the outrage is very strange to me. Because this is within me, too. It's also in Hollywood. It's not music. If it was music, it'd be okay.
It's also a crime.
Yeah, it's also a crime. Mm-hmm. But then you have the problem of, you know, how do you prosecute? Oh, by the way, anybody see, is it Taraji?
Taraji P. Henson.
These names come up and I go, I don't know who this fucking person is, whatever.
Taraji Penis Henson.
Whatever, Taraji P. Henson is bitching because there's no mute Harvey Weinstein movement.
Yeah, there is. He's
and
being charged.
More hashtags for R. Kelly.
Wasn't me too.
He's not a musician.
What is she talking about?
He lost his job. He lost everything. He lost his company.
What? And R. Kelly's still out there doing stuff. He's been charged.
I know. It's like,
oh,
it's
knock
just
it off,
so
P. Henson.
Dumb. But, you know, in terms of the outrage. So,
Lord.
This guy, for example, just there's one story where he's shooting, and I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Was it Apartment Something? Something Apartment?
Are you talking about Singer again?
Bryan Singer.
Yeah, Bryan Singer.
Mm.
Anyway, he's shooting at a middle school, and
nice.
Yeah, I know.
Is it apt pupil.
A 13-year-old is in the bathroom, and he says he sensed somebody lurking behind him.
Oh, gross!
And he finishes, and this guy says, "Oh, you're so handsome. You know, I'd like to, maybe would you like to be in a movie?" And this kid is, of course, blown away. And he ends up wanting him for the shower scene. Oh, what a surprise. And he's told to strip, and he's given a towel, and he's taken to this area away from all the action, and just wait here.
Of course.
Bryan Singer shows up and ends up beating the guy off like three different times in the same day and beating himself off, apparently. Times. Yeah. And just generally, you know, molesting this kid.
Anybody think that was weird that he was disappearing? And
no, it sounds like the people around him, they say that his associates and certain people literally brought boys to him. They literally recruited people for him, which is really interesting because R. Kelly's guys do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And speaking of outrage, it's interesting how these people at Penn State and Michigan State, who seem to be just stupid, mm-hmm. you know, they either don't take things seriously, they don't believe whatever. These are people who are actively recruiting people for people to break the law with and have underage sex. And I don't know, for some reason you never hear their names. There's really never, I mean, is there any interest in the R. Kelly circle of people?
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you mean?
I'm not aware of anyone being named or anyone being shamed.
They arrested the one guy, the manager.
Well, he made a threat.
Yeah.
But I mean, the people who are, his younger brother said, yeah, we were pimping for him. We were getting him underage girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
does anyone care?
No, not until the shit hits the fan, and
how hard does the shit have to hit the fan? Look at this guy.
Until that point, they're going to get their stacks of cash from him. They don't care, and it's
no, I know they don't care, but in terms of the world coming down on them, yeah. I just don't see anybody being named or anybody being, whatever.
It'll boil down eventually, and they'll be in it.
This guy's got a $10 million movie just signed.
I like his movies.
I can't
imagine how many young boys were on the Usual Suspects though. Case.
All the X-Men.
Spacey and Bryan Singer both.
Man. Wow. Oh, by the way, does anybody have a song in their head today besides the one you just heard?
Like a song stuck in our head?
Yeah.
I think so.
I just went upstairs to heat up my coffee. I'm a big pedophile.
Oh, yeah. That's
a really catchy one, too. Not as catchy as Passport or Shots or whatever it's called.
Or the Maz shout-out song. That one's my favorite.
That's a good one.
It's pretty catchy.
That's a good one.
I have twerk stuck in my head.
That one hasn't quite made it yet.
So, wait, you said Singer has another movie coming
out? Yeah, he's just signed to do a movie. I think that's at the beginning of the story in Brandon's prep.
Oh, boy.
Don't you think those things are so long-range? Like, the investigation has been going on for a year, so in the meantime, they made deals thinking... What if he gets out? You know, what if he's vindicated and we still want him to be our director, and so they make the plans and... As though that's going to be the case.
I wouldn't touch him for a mile. Yeah,
I don't think he's going to be vindicated. Now, he's been sued before, and they discredited the person who was involved in a Ponzi scheme. I mean, they were getting in their own trouble by then. Yeah. And a lot of these kids, you find out, you know, much like you see in Intervention, where so many of these people who are deeply into drugs uh-huh. were molested.
Right. Yeah.
These kids go on to have horrific things.
Sure.
You know, some of them were far back enough that they were trying to be straight and they got married. And, you know, because one guy was, his parents were super born again Christians and he was, that story was really fucked up. Trying to think which kid he was. He was the 13 year old who was told to strip and the towel and all
shower,
that. Yeah. That guy, I think it's him that got married and he married someone with a green card and he's declared bankruptcy while he's suing Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer's attorneys sicked the IRS on him and also immigration because of he's not cohabitating with the woman with the green card. And he also has declared bankruptcy, and they're contesting his bankruptcy, saying that he hasn't included his Bryan Singer lawsuit as a potential asset.
Oh, wow.
And so they're delaying his bankruptcy, which delays this case.
Yeah.
And he is... One of these kids he'd offered money to with a non-disclosure, of course.
Of course.
So here again, non-disclosure, underage sex crime, non-disclosure.
Right.
But his attorneys say he's never been convicted of anything. Nothing's ever happened.
Was
the one case, 2014, blown away. Yes.
Well, we know that's illegal from the gymnastics one with Michaela Maroney.
Well.
Which is why they didn't, when she violated it, they didn't go after her.
Doesn't seem to get a lot of traction
or
bother anybody.
Yeah.
Well, the Atlantic has it all splayed out.
Longest story ever.
It is a long, long story. Because there's so many kids this guy screwed around with. And also a lot of drugs. So a lot of these kids are like, you know, one kid who we went to Hawaii with, 15-year-old, take him to Hawaii.
Where was your mother?
Gives him a drink, and the mothers, it's the usual. It's like, I thought he wanted to get into acting, and he promised him a role in X-Men, and, you know, and I thought it'd be good. This is what he wanted to do, and so he's going to Hawaii, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, this kid was given a drink, and he became woozy immediately, and then the next thing you know, Bryan Singer was spitting on his ass.
Oh.
And spanking him.
How about the party in West Hollywood that I know you're talking about a few of them, but the guy went to dinner with him at Nobu.
Oh, yeah.
And they went back to his house, took Molly, and then took turns banging Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like he liked to be the subject of a gangbang. That was the Brian 4, I guess.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
The Bryan Singer's nickname for that kid was his favorite late night snack. Gross.
Boy. Yeah, he shared him with his buddies, too.
It's
a whole circle of people.
Oh,
I know it's.
What movies am I not allowed to watch anymore?
X-Men.
All four X-Men.
Valkyrie.
That's right.
Superman Returns. Usual Suspects.
I don't like Superman.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It doesn't matter.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
He didn't get a credit for it. I don't think. Well, I'm not sure. He
still worked on it.
Oh.
And The Usual Suspects. Yeah. I can't unsee that, but I'll never.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if any of these people, like, you know, even Weinstein, are any of these people ever going to be really convicted of anything?
It takes forever.
Les Moonves and Julie Chen Moonves. Why is it okay for her to say Julie Chen Moonves, by the way? Why doesn't that bother? Is that just, like, not a big deal?
We're just laughing.
Good evening. I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
It seems kind of brazen, like, fuck you!
We were laughing because the Wikipedia page for Big Brother has, like, all the different incarnations of Big Brother, and it's hosted by Julie Chen Moonves. Julie Chen Moonves.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
So someone went in there and added Moonves to the Wikipedia page, and it was probably her.
Yes.
Did you see what happened, by the way, on Big Brother?
I saw Scaramucci got thrown out.
They haven't kicked him off the show yet. If you're living in the reality of the show, he has not been kicked off yet. He just showed up at Davos, that big econ forum. Like, hey, what are you doing here? Are you supposed to be in the Big Brother house?
People just don't get the real-time thing.
He's violating his non-disclosure from CBS.
Cut it out, Mooch.
So Mooch ain't going to get paid. I have a feeling it was a Stormy Daniels type thing where they're just going to pay him for 1 week. Tom Green, again, last night was hilarious.
Was he?
Yeah,
they were doing their
stupid game, which I usually just fast forward through, and it was Ryan Lochte and that Lindsay Lohan friend guy who was in Mean Girls.
Jonathan somebody?
Tom Green goes, watching Jonathan out there participating makes me think of Mean Girls, because Jonathan's always talking about how he was in the movie Mean Girls. He is worth watching the show for if you like Tom Green.
Has that guy done anything else besides host the Lindsay Lohan Beach Club post show?
Yeah, Cupcake Wars.
Yeah,
he does
a lot of Food Channel stuff. He's a big host for the Food Channel.
What, the Tom Green?
Yeah, he's on Big Brother. Yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Kato
Kaelin? Twice in one show.
Charging, Brandon?
No, it's not plugged in.
Oh. No wonder I'm not getting a charge.
I'll play it for you. Sorry.
I was not aware of it ever being unhooked.
Cameras.
Alrighty. Hey, tomorrow it looks like Eli has hooked us up with Kirk Gibson.
Oh.
All right.
The new Tiger color announcer and everything else. I was trying to think, what do we talk to Gibby about besides the
Michigan State?
The new, yeah. Always, all things Michigan State.
Oh, the Hall of Fame. Baseball Hall of Fame, which. I'm sorry, I know you probably differ on this, but no Roger Clemens, no Barry Bonds again is ludicrous. It's ludicrous, Drew.
Yeah, I don't know what. It sounds to me like they're going to get in.
So just put them in then.
Yeah, I just think some people are so upset over the whole steroid business that they're not going to vote for them.
But it happened.
I know.
They still put up those numbers. Baseball benefited greatly from it.
What about Manny Ramirez?
Should he be in?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was busted. What about Rafael Palmeiro? I mean, guys who.
Why not?
I mean, they were suspended. Wasn't Ramirez suspended for a whole season for steroids? I mean, he was
a massive steroid
user.
Just Manny being Manny.
Yeah, I don't know.
But look at him before the whole steroids took over. I mean, he was.
Well, no, I do. I think those guys were huge players before they got into steroids.
What's the steroid year? 2001? 2000?
Yes, sir.
I think it was before that for Canseco. And some guys, because Canseco was into it. McGuire was into it.
But Manny, through up to 1999, he already had 198 homers, hitting .307. I mean,
you know, if you look at certain guys,
baseball when I was a kid.
I think Manny's one of them. David Ortiz, for example,
yeah,
he has these pedestrian totals, and then all of a sudden he goes from 25 homers to 54 homers or something crazy like that. It's like, what?
His is the best. Actually, no, isn't the best.
You know, Bill James is the guy who can track a career from the first 5 years. I mean, and he is very, I mean, you can't be completely accurate, but he's one of the people that said, something's crazy here.
Well, the best has to be Brady Anderson's 1996.
That's one.
That was a 1996 season.
There's a lot of
guys. Caminiti.
Oh, well, that's, yeah, we know about that one.
But Brady Anderson just cracks me up. He's 28 in 1992, 21 home runs, 13 home runs. He's 31. He hits 16 home runs, turns 32, and hits 50 home runs.
I would have tried not to hit 50. I would have maybe stopped at 36.
A quarter
that's
of his.
That's like cheating off someone and cheating too hard and getting too high a score, like the Virginia Tech guy who can't play because his ACT score is too high. He was a borderline student. I guess he had shitty grades and shitty test scores, and so they're like, well, you got to take the ACT, see if you can do a little better and get in. And he, like, aces the ACTs. He goes from a 600 SAT to a 36 ACT.
Hey, well, that shows some, ability
of some
sort. He studied
for it. He took the class. I mean, come on.
Maybe he just got lucky. Maybe he had a calculator that didn't have a spool on it, and he was able to do all the math questions correct.
Brady Anderson played for 15 years. A quarter of his home runs were hit in one of those years.
I think Roger Maris can say almost the same
really?
Thing. Really? He had 275 and he had 61 in
wow.
1 year.
Roids.
Edgar Martinez got in.
Good.
And Roy Halladay. I guess Roy Halladay, was this his first year
eligible?
Yeah,
but he's dead, so. Yeah.
Well, I think if he's dead, you can wait longer because he's not alive.
Yeah, but they like that story. Nobody will remember how he died in 5 years.
By the way, I was thinking about that when Maz mentioned he was in the Hall of Fame. He crashes a plane and dies.
Well, he was high.
Well, he's high as fuck, it sounded
wasn't
like.
Wasn't supposed to be flying.
Right, and he's hot dogging.
Mm-hmm. Mm, delicious.
Wouldn't you... sound good.
Yeah, I'm hungry now.
Wouldn't you think there'd be a documentary on it or a big story? Have you read anything about that? Like what was going on in his life? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you think somebody, I mean,
maybe someone's working on it.
Actual audio of Roy Halladay's last flight. We have any more of that?
Ah, shoot. Man, I'm sorry about this. I hope this doesn't ruin your day.
Sounds like he's having a good time out there. He sounds loose as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the burnout is like on takeoff, but it's burned quite a bit faster than I expected.
He can't keep track of the fuel. He's clearly buzzed.
Man, I played video games before, so I know what I'm doing a little bit.
His stats are—I forget about how great he was in the postseason. He had
good
postseason
really
stats.
Good.
He had some great years.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys see Tree Bark Guy is back to growing tree bark again?
Oh, gross!
I saw the
picture. Who is Tree Bark Guy?
He's an Indian dude who
needs some lotion.
It needs
some
to put hydrocodone the lotion on its skin, but
I thought this was a new one. A new tree bark guy.
Well, I mean, if you see that guy, don't you just want to go, high five?
That's mean.
Why? He likes high fives.
They removed some of it. This condition was...
Why is it always in India?
I know.
I mean, is there a scientific reason for it?
Look at his feet. Look at his feet.
Wait, what's going on with this guy?
I feel bad for
him. He grows these.
It's like Groot.
It's this condition. That's what somebody's.
Wait, why don't I know tree bark
guy? Comment, the first comment after the article, because they treated him a long time ago, and now it's grown back.
I've never heard of this guy.
What, you
have
to?
There's like 15 of them.
Groot? No! That was the first comment, though, under the article, was like, I am Groot, and everybody was like, we hate that, but it's funny. Groot?
Roy Halladay died November 7th, 2017. That's a year and 4 months ago. Wouldn't you think there'd be something, some long form piece on him?
I just Googled documentary, like, it's not, and there's nothing planned. I think we should do one.
He had morphine in his system. Yeah. Who would have thunk Roy Halladay? I mean, he's pretty straight arrow, so we thought.
He likes to party, fly planes.
Evidence of morphine. An amphetamine and the sleeping medication Ambien.
Oh, my
what?
God. Well, maybe he didn't know he was flying a plane until he
what's
was
he doing
there.
Up there?
He had booze, too.
Blood alcohol was 0.01. Oof. Not much. The antidepressant Prozac was also detected.
Bummer.
So,
jeez, you know, take everything.
It seems like, I don't know, sounds interesting to me. I mean, I'd like to know more. Not saying I want to revel in what happened to him, but it just, did really? Anybody think Roy Halladay would be found with this shit in his system?
No.
To tell you the truth, I followed this story, especially right when it happened, because you know he was posting on social media that day. He was really thrilled about this new plane. So I was actually...
Which was a prototype. It wasn't a real plane. It was some kind of weird amphibian plane.
So I was following along with it a lot when it happened, but until...
You sound like kind of a Roy Halladay expert.
Today, I didn't know he had any of the drugs in the system, I swear to
God.
Oh,
really?
I had no idea that he
you
was
You didn't know
up.
This?
No.
Really?
Now, what can you tell us about Jose Fernandez?
Jose Fernandez, he crashed on the jetty, and he was pretty drunk with his two buddies.
Hammered.
And blow, too, right?
Yes.
And that was at, what, three in the morning, just flying through the boat?
And they retired his number, and some people are not happy about that.
That's a sad story. He was good.
He had a lot of teammates who would not go in a boat with him.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, who's the guy, the Cleveland Indian that...
Bob Ojeda? Is it Bobby Ojeda? No, Bob Ojeda was
on the
boat.
He was on the boat.
It's going to drive me nuts.
The guy drove into a dock. Yeah. Is that what he did? Yeah, like, really fast?
He was scalped.
Did a couple guys die or just one guy?
I thought just one.
The driver?
Here we go. Two people killed. Steve Olin and Tim Cruz.
Terry Cruz's brother.
Yeah.
Who was the driver?
Ojeda went on a boat ride with his teammates at Cruz's home. Cruz was legally drunk and it was nearly dark when the boat struck a pier. Killing Cruz and Olin. First death of an active major leaguer since?
Kenny Hubbs.
Nope.
With the Cubs. What?
79.
Active major leaguer.
Thurman Munson. Ojeda suffered major head lacerations. He was scalped.
Oof.
Man. Yeah.
Man.
He attributed to the fact that he was slouching in his seat at the time of the accident. Ooh, Matt Patricia would not be happy.
Can you imagine how quickly that boat, this high-speed boat ride, which is a lot of fun, and then all of a sudden it's over real fast. Kind of like the guy that stuck his head out in the tunnel and hit the pillar.
Oh, my God, yeah. How
is that true?
Mike Clark claims that's true. I don't know. He said it was true. Wait, you've been around here a long time, Jeff. Have you heard that story? Probably from us.
Yeah, probably from you, yeah.
You say it enough, it becomes true.
It's true.
It does. So it happened, and the guy was literally like out the window going, yeah! That's
so Bobby Ojeda was scalped.
Just cut
but
the mics
lived?
Off though on the past.
Yeah. And he pitched after that really bad and they cut him.
Do it and have Brandon cut your mic off.
Brandon hit the mic.
So
wait, well, after,
so it replicates this.
Okay, stuck his well, I'll get picked up on your mics.
Well, here, hang on. All right, do it.
Hold on, wait.
Is this yours?
Okay. All right, driving along, going, oh my god, this is so cool. Yeah!
Not as effective. But.
Oh, it worked. Did it work?
Yeah, it did.
I think there was an open mic somewhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, that's allegedly. I mean, I'm not making fun of him. I'm just saying that's how it happened.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to other people in the tunnel.
True story.
It's important that people recreate.
Yes,
in
it
their
is.
Minds.
Even though it's been done a few times before. I seriously think that happened. And I'm not making light of it either.
There's nothing online about that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was too painful to report
for the internet.
It was
the
too
only
hard.
Thing the internet
they
rejected.
Knew it would become a thing, and so the family requested. I don't know. It's crazy.
Hey, can I ask like a hardware question of our listeners? Maybe they can email me the answer.
How do you know we won't know the answer?
Well, my my garage door keypad keeps, in cold weather, it won't work. And yesterday after...
Oh, this is like an Ace hardware question.
Put a new battery in it.
After the auto show, I came home and Zeus had the car because his car's in the shop. And,
what?
And
why does he get the car then?
I Uber, well, because...
Your car wasn't in the shop.
It made the most sense that he dropped me off down there and then he took the car to the show.
Is that what he told you? It made sense to him. Go ahead, Joe, jump in.
That way it'd only be one Uber. What?
She was very gracious to offer that, so...
It's very gracious.
Wow. Did he say at the time?
No, yeah, we worked it. Yeah, we did work it out. All except for the fact when they dropped me off, the car with the keys, with the house key, was with him.
Oh.
And the Uber driver drops me off and it's 12 degrees.
Oh.
And I'm outside of the house and I'm like, uh-oh. And I called him here and I'm like, are you in the house? And he was like, no, I'm at the show. And I'm like, oh, balls. I'm dead.
Now, knowing that house, isn't it wired? Isn't there a keyless entry?
No. You'd think so.
Really?
But there's not.
I heard Joe say the other end of the
phone. You mean like this piece of shit house?
Huh?
You mean like this piece of shit house?
Yeah.
But even this piece of shit house has keyless entry.
But the thing is, the keypad works most of the time, but when it's cold, then it doesn't work.
If only there was a way.
Put your warm hand on it for just a minute.
I breathed. I went like.
There's only a way you could put a piece of metal in there and turn it. If only there was a way.
Somebody
to
got it on the telephone. Somebody filmed it.
I know the thing about the key, but I mean, like, we either have to hide a key. I broke into the window. There was one open window.
Good to know.
Locked window, but I know.
Well, I know. I heard Joe say to you.
It's locked now.
He said, "Is the bird watching window open?" I went, "You guys have a bird watching window?"
That's right.
It turned out it was for the cat, which is nice that the cat has its own window.
He has his own window and his own aquarium.
Wow.
It's a wonderland over there.
It is.
Have the repairs been made since the roof of the garage blew up?
No, I'm not repairing that. Drywall, the ceiling. Who cares? It's a garage.
Your house sucks.
What about the Zillow value of your home?
Well, the drywall. And
someone tells Zillow that something has come through the roof of the garage.
I'll talk to Rob about it down the road. But
how about the car?
Oh, the car's fixed, yeah.
Oh, it is.
The car's all new, yes. Oh, looks beautiful.
Sweet.
Yeah. And the Suburban Collision guys love us and listen to us. So, thanks, Rick.
Trudy, I've had your issue before where
the keypad doesn't
won't work,
though.
I just replaced the batteries and it works.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It does take batteries, which is a huge mistake.
Wait a minute.
Anything that takes batteries.
Yeah, that's why your doorbell hasn't worked in a while because it needs to be charged up.
Why does it work in warm weather but not in cold, though?
I don't know. Have you ever had your cell phone? You toss your cell phone on like your heater and it like stays. It stays on longer. I'm not sure why that is. It probably has something to do with lithium.
And the fluids going back and forth within the battery.
Well, it's really, they're fluids in batteries. I did not know this. But the bitch was the last time it happened to me was Killer's Christmas night. I came home and he was crashed and I couldn't get the keypad to work and I was in the flex. I was like, oh my God, I'm fucked again.
So what was this at 6:30?
Son of a bitch!
Is this 6:30 at night?
Hey,
he's late. Left. He goes to bed early.
Actual audio.
I tried to decide though if I need to get a new keypad or now Brandon says I'll change the battery.
That's what I don't know. It worked for me, but real quick on that.
Yeah,
note,
they
Mark,
do. They do take batteries. And when I found that, I was like, I don't know if I should have done this. Because I was thinking, wait, they're both going to go bad at the same time because they were installed the same day. So I'm going to go, oh, well, at least I got the back door. Fuck this. I'll deal with this in a couple months. Go around to the back. It'll be locked in another day.
Quick note on that. One time I texted Zoobs. I had a question to ask him. And the next day I get a text back and I said, hey, sorry about missing your text yesterday. I apologize for not responding. I fell asleep. I was already in bed. So I went back and I'm like, hey, when did I send that text? It was like 7 p.m.
Yes. I called him once, and you said I woke you up. It's like 8 o'clock.
A sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
8 o'clock.
I'm still sleeping.
Yeah. He wakes up early in the morning.
Adorable.
Oh, Theranos.
He does, though. He wakes up at like 4, which is crazy.
That's insane, Joe.
Yeah.
You need to sleep in.
No, I'm impressed, because I can't do
that. I wish I could do that.
Theranos, is she about to be sentenced or?
No, you know, ABC has
She's been sentenced to stop wearing a turtleneck
and talking like this.
I noticed in the the deposition they did, her eyes, she always has to hold her eye. It must be exhausting to hold your eyes.
So the reason this is out, ABC is doing a whole podcast on Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos.
Oh.
Now, there is Bad Blood, that book. Remember when she was on 60 Minutes, a lot of that was about mm-hmm. that book, and that's been bought an option for a movie. But because ABC, I don't know if they're doing a video on it, like a 2020, but there's definitely going to be a podcast on it. But they've gotten access to her deposition.
Oh,
I just like hearing this lady talk. Lovely voice.
Using a single drop of blood.
Is she going to be using a fake voice?
A criminal trial and perhaps 20 years in prison if convicted. Stephen Fabian has her story.
That's the best she's ever looked.
She wanted to be known as the new Steve Jobs.
Maurice
Swindler, Bernie Madoff.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
This is never before
wow,
seen
those
video
eyes are
of
weird.
Elizabeth yeah. Holmes in the hot seat being questioned by government lawyers about her.
Why does this keep pausing?
Acts just like the legendary
it's possible
founder
she has two,
of Apple.
Two glass
this
eyes.
Is what happens yeah. when
it's possible.
Oh.
Nice TV.
First they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world.
Steve Jobs was her
what
hero.
The hell is
she was
that?
Emulating him
it's just
right
how
down
I
to
talk.
That black turtleneck. But in addition to that, she hired in the early days of Theranos a number of Apple employees.
ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis investigates Holmes in the new
documentary
The
Apprentice.
Dropout. What was her demeanor like in that deposition?
All of a sudden, this is a woman who 663 times in these depositions says, I don't know. I can't answer the question.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know exactly. I just don't know.
There's also...
God damn it.
Bad Blood with Jennifer Lawrence playing Elizabeth
I already said
Holmes.
That. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Inside Edition.
Ooh, how insulting to be asked to play her.
Yeah.
Gross.
Gross. Ugly.
I think Jennifer Lawrence is
zero.
Less attractive now. She looks a little bit like that chick.
She better talk like this during the movie, too.
Sure she will. Get us out of here, Brandon.
You got it.
Tomorrow, Eli and Kirk Gibson. And what else?
Sheila E. on Monday.
Sheila E.
If you're a fan.
Oh. You know, it's funny. I kind of forgot about Sheila E., but then when Prince died, she was all over the place.
Right.
Because everybody wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she's coming to town, isn't she?
Yes.
Where's she playing?
Soundboard.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
What's the date for the show? Do you know offhand?
I have no idea.
Let me see if I can find it before the end of this.
What the Hoople, it's so exciting, though. I can't believe it. I know you talked about it already. I'm just like...
I know. It's really... It's very strange, though. They haven't toured the U.S. in 45 years since 1974.
February 7th, Sheila E.
Sheila E. February 7th at the Soundboard.
Soundboard, yep.
And thanks to the Soundboard for getting us, Sheila
Thursday.
E.
But Ian Hunter still has the hair and the glasses.
I saw a picture of him.
Look just
he
like that.
Looks, he looked okay. I mean, he looked kind of cool. He's 78.
Oh, my God.
I know. I think he's the oldest rocker touring or possibly ever has toured. I don't know. Because McCartney's 76, Mick Jagger's 75. I mean, but to not have toured the U.S., he's been touring the U.K., I guess, for, you know, on and off. But I was kind of surprised there would be demand for that. I mean,
I know.
I guess there is.
Yeah, that's one's all the young dudes though. The guitar one.
I love the song, and they were a big glam rock band. They had some other cool
tunes. I saw them a bunch of times when I was.
Oh, you did see them?
Yeah,
really? Yeah, they were big. There was a stretcher, but it's just really. I guess I'm blown away. There's just endless demand for classic rock, and I hope it's a good show.
Cool.
At the Fillmore, by the way. Who knows? Maybe we'll get to talk to them. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Jeff Buehner.
Bye, Felicia.